What are you doing? Excuse me, I think it's rude if I ask you a question you don't tell me. So I'll leave a space. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, cool, you're on the train.
Oh my God, I am on the train!
Makes me laugh every time. So, next week, this week's show was the very fun, the very excitable, the very likable, hey, what are you doing? What are you, excuse me, I asked what you're doing. You can't tell me? Should I leave a pause? Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you're on the train.
Oh my God, I am on the train.
It's funny every time. You hear my desk chair? It's a little squeaky. Ay, ay, ay. So this week we have Jake Fogelnest. Fun. He was a lot of fun. He plays along. It was fun. I'm going to keep saying that. Next week, we are not going to live stream the show, but we are shooting the show. We're going to go ahead and do our plan, but we're not going to live stream it because we just want to work out some of the kinks on the first time. So we're not as, we just want to keep it casual and not overthink it. So the first time we're not going to live stream it, but we are going to show it. I think the following Friday when the show airs, we'll also show it. So that'll be the start of something different and fun. And our guests will be Eddie Pepitone and Daniel Kino. We'll get to see him. We haven't seen him in a while. You'll get to see him. I see him 5 days a week working on my book with me. But he'll be back on the show. Eddie Pepitone will be our guest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm laughing because I hear myself saying the word fun a lot. And then, oh, by the way, don't fast forward this opening because you'll want to hear the whole thing. On the 2nd of April, we have John Roberts, who, if you're not familiar with him, he is, Chris Burden from the show. We have been looking at his YouTube clips endlessly, and they bring me pure joy. But we also listen to him on Bob's Burgers, where he plays the mom, Linda. He'll be here April 2nd. And then in April, the return of Kevin and Steve from Super Troopers. I know they've done a lot of other movies, but that's the one that made me fall in love with them. And Rory will be back in April, too. Rory who, you say? So I think I got everything out of the way. Or did I not? It's a marshmallow world in a... What are you doing, Brian? Well, Brian, you're friends with Tom. Tom sent us in. It's a marshmallow world. What are you doing? Huh, Brian? Brian Dalton, did I say it right? Are you guys getting cheesesteaks? Are you at your favorite diner in New Jersey?
Oh, my God! I can't believe it, you son of a bitch, Tom. You wrote in the show. Go, I can't fucking believe it. How the fuck would Todd... Oh, my God, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Everybody, my friend Tom, he wrote into the Todd Glass show. Can you fucking believe it? Oh, my God, I have hope. I have hope. I have hope. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm going to shit in my pants. That's right. I can't believe Tom did this. Tom, you son of a bitch. I literally just shit in my pants. Hold on. Oh, my. All right, I got that cleaned up. It's a marshmallow world, you know. All right, there you go, Tom. There you go, Brian. Maybe I should give you a little song to eat your cheesesteaks to. It's Tom and Brian. They're going to put this on a loop. It's Tom and Brian. They're going to put this on a loop. They're eating cheesesteaks, or they're eating at their favorite diner in New Jersey. It's Tom and Brian. They're friends. Yes, they are. They go to college together. Yes, they do. It's Tom and Brian. They're from the Philadelphia area-ish, I think. All right, there you go, you... Oh, you son of a bitch. Look at you, Brian. Look at you, you son of a bitch. All right, that's all. Everybody, enjoy the show today. Jake is the best. He went with everything we did. Matter of fact, I'm going to put him up there in an elite status. We're going to start giving jackets with badges, you know, like crests, to the elite guests. All right, I would never do that because it would be mean to the ones that didn't get the jacket. They'd all get jackets. I give everybody a jacket. Jackets for everybody. What the fuck?
All right, my windows are all open at my house. My neighbor has to think I'm a lunatic. All right, what can I say? What can I say that I haven't said to you good people before? Huh? What's up? Everybody, enjoy the show. Remember what I always say, let go. Dot, I'm not shitting around. You got five things you're holding on to. Can you let go of two of them? Oh, it feels so good. All right, everybody. Bye. Have fun. Oh, yeah. I want you guys to send me a picture of you eating cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. We'll hang it up in the studio. All right, and you better have that loop thing I made you playing in the background. I'll be able to tell, even in a picture. All right, later. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right, we're good. Jake's here. You feel comfortable?
Yeah, you have the best place to do a podcast.
Thank you. It's exactly what I like to hear.
It's the greatest environment. It is just, you just, it's like a living room.
Don't interrupt him.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd Glass Show.
That's right. Play that again.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd Glass Show.
Can you tell where I put in your name?
No, it's like seamless. It's like seamless. That wasn't like a thing.
Play it again. See if you can find it. Seriously. Yeah. Listen closely,
Please
Jake.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd Glass Show.
Did you put it in there? Like at the end?
No, no. Listen again.
Wow.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest.
Do you really not know?
That's amazing. Are you like a Phil Spector or something?
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
I know. Either was I. That's the best moment in a bit. You know what it means? We were all acting good.
We were all good.
Let's go back to the bit. Are you fucking serious? You can't tell?
No, it's like.
No, you swear to God.
I swear.
Play it again.
God.
Play it again. Listen closely.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest.
Okay, shut it off. Shut it off. I have an idea.
Is it like a Pro Tools thing?
Listen, we haven't even started the show yet. Turn the volume up and maybe trick him a little, like to help him a little to when it's me doing it.
Okay.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd Glass Show.
No, you didn't. You didn't do it there. Do it again. Play it again. Oh, you can't tell either. I'll do the volume.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd.
Here's what's really that people. This is.
Oh my God! You're really serious.
This is what's going to blow your mind.
What?
My dad actually was a record producer.
Shut the fuck up.
He produced.
Shut the fuck
up.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
He produced Paul Simon's Graceland. He produced a lot of records for Thin Lizzy, Tina Turner's album.
And I'm going to tell you then, because that's an honor.
Yeah.
It's played again. I'll tell you where it is.
Please welcome Jake Fogle.
Your name.
Yeah, I grew up around this stuff. I grew up around production. I'm like a real studio rat, and I can't tell.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. All right, well, this is a cold opening. You like cold openings?
I do.
Good. Marry it. We'll take a break, motherfuckers. All right, play the
opening. Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Well, we can have openings like
you
that.
Sure. Fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
I finger banged Sarah Silverman's dog 2 years ago.
Duck?
Hey, it's her, Zach.
Yes.
No, Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Well, then sound less feminine.
Presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again.
Oh, jeez.
If you don't want me to do the podcast.
Hello?
I don't know. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
God, it's Mark. I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
Call these people back.
Be nicer.
The podcast, the Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
Oh, my God. This is fun. Every week, I don't bullshit you. If I'm not there, I'm not going to say anything. But this is...
It's the Todd Glass Show.
It's gonna. I feel like it is gonna be a Todd Glass kind of a day, and I'm not just saying it. Jake Fogelness is here. I couldn't be happier because Jake gets our silliness.
But I love it.
What is this? What? We only play this for special guests. And Jake Fogelness.
Now, did you just put that in?
No, I just did that. Wait, hold on. Pause it. You didn't see me just do that in front of you?
No, what are you? I didn't.
You swear to God.
It sounds like a seamless part of the song.
I just did. Play it again. Play it again. I'll show you. By the way, what if you were the dumbest guy in the world? You still didn't know. Listen to this version. You still can't tell. Watch.
I can start Friday now. Todd Glass is on.
And Jake Fogelness.
Oh, my God. Jerry Seinfeld just said my name. That's amazing. That's amazing. When did he record that?
Oh, that's exciting.
So it's going to be a Todd Glass show kind of day.
Oh, you got to let it breathe. You have a tambourine.
It's going to be a Todd Glass show kind of day.
Oh, I know how to start a show.
I think I can make it now. Down on some.
Jake Fogelnest.
Biggest fan of Jerry.
All right. I guess I should let it play out. The fans love it. This is a fan favorite. It's a fan favorite.
It's gonna be a top.
That's right, Preston. I steal your shit. You gotta let it.
It's gonna be a Todd Glass show kind of day.
I know how to do it. It's true, though. I mean, you know what makes my podcast better? I listen to it.
Yes. You enjoy.
That's right.
I do the same thing with mine.
Do you really?
I will. Listen. I just listen back to make sure that it's great.
Jay. off the air. We're both. What if we both pictured you on the treadmill at your gym listening? We're cracking up. People walk by. Hey, what are you listening to? My show. It's great. Hey, if I'm not going to listen to my show, how do I expect other people to listen to it?
If you can't love yourself, who can you love?
Thank you.
That is the exact expression.
Thank you. We'll take a break.
Please welcome
Jake Fogelness
to the Todd Glass Show.
All right. We're going to go nice and slow, as I always say. We do have some people with us today. Brian Moreno. Is that your last name?
Moreno,
who is a stand-up comedian who met Eric at a brothel.
Close, yeah.
No. And so Brian, Brian is here. Also, Pete is here, and James is here. They listened to the show, and they emailed me, and they're with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So Eric is here.
Are they here to kick in the dick?
They're here. They're that's what we said. What if you were the Make-A-Wish Foundation? You know, you're like a 13-year-old kid. I want some sports figure. Yeah, I want to kick him in his dick. Really? With it? You have a terminal disease and that's your dying wish? Hey, it is what it is.
He could hit like a home run for you?
No.
Perhaps he could, you know, maybe come and he could bring you like a glove or anything? Or anything.
Just I want to punch him in his dick.
He's my favorite.
He's my favorite. Also, Steve Fine Arts is here. Steve, how you doing, Steve?
I'm good. It's good to be back, Todd. It's great.
Remember the bit we said before the show that you were going to do?
Oh, no. What bit? What are you
That would involve
about?
You. No, hold on. Don't try. Ho. Don't try to plow past me and do it right. Let's acknowledge, because that's part of the show.
That is true.
Because he said before the show, every time you address me, I'll just start reading. Well, let's not say what you were going to do yet, but now let's do it right. Okay? So Steve Fine Arts is over there. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Todd. You know, the bitter Buddha...
No. You don't even acknowledge it.
It's not going to make sense then. All right, let's do it.
By the way, I might be wrong.
I just want Steve to promote his documentary, The Bitter Buddha. That's all I want to come of this.
That's all we wanted today.
Right,
but you understand,
right.
Here was the bit that no matter what we asked him, he doesn't say hi. He just starts reading reviews.
He goes into his promotion.
Yeah, which is, and he goes, well, that wouldn't make sense. Yeah, that's the bit.
That's the bit.
We're like, dude, the guy doesn't even fucking listen.
The quote makes no sense.
Yeah, how's the film going?
You know, the bitter Buddha.
The bit is now that he never gets to read the review.
Let's start all over again. I'll start this whole show all over again. And I believe me, I've done it before.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
You.
Okay, now. And of course, over here is Steve Fine Arts. How you doing, Steve?
The bitter Buddha succeeds in reflecting the weird sweetness of Eddie Pepitone.
He doesn't even... I asked the guy how he's doing. He doesn't even... Anyway, who cares?
I used to hang out with Rod Stewart a lot, and he would read his reviews.
It's out of nowhere with that.
This loving portrait, loving portrait of the angst-ridden comedian should well lift his profile, according to Hollywood Reporter.
Oh my God, the both of them—they're both sick.
It's like they're only wrapped up in their own thing.
Hold on, Jake, help me out here. Yeah. So, I did ask him how he was doing. Right?
Yeah, you asked.
And he starts reading a review.
Right
into a review. It's like a
turns robustly amusing and wistfully melancholy, according to the Variety.
It's not even a fact. When they're giving out the Grammys, they don't go, according to us, this next movie's great.
The Village Voice says, The Bitter Buddha is very funny, and for all its bitterness, Eddie Pepitone's comedy is a taste that's easy to acquire.
The Village Voice, homosexuals.
Yeah, the Village Voice would say that, wouldn't they?
A lot of homosexuals. It's my new favorite word.
Guys. The film's unvarying lack of
drama. Wait, don't you want to feather this out through the show?
Jesus Christ. Unvarying lack of drama and direction.
Are there that many reviews that you could front-load this up top?
He's like, believe me, I am feathering it out. I got 150.
Can be wearing.
All right, let's
the New York Times.
All right, hold on. Can't get comfortable. Would you have your crotch not feel comfortable? I know that's a weird question, but I mean, I swear to George Carlin.
It sounds like the beginning of a commercial. You ever have your crotch just not feel comfortable?
All right. Hi, do you ever have your crotch not feel comfortable? Hi, I'm Jake Fogelness. You might remember me. Jake, before we get to the show, and we're going to go slow, I want to tell you this. I asked you before the show if you were comfortable. George Carlin, I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. It's like every question I want to ask somebody... I'm always afraid to because I'm afraid, oh, they asked it a million times. When I've known you for a reasonable amount of time now. We haven't hung out a lot. I, till this weekend, watched a lot of your stuff on MTV. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking impressed. I, paused it. I'm like, look how fucking comfortable he is. And I thought I should have known some of your work when you came in the first time. I mean, not that you give a shit.
It was a long time ago. I was like a kid.
I know, but you know what? It's still part of what you did.
Yeah.
And I was, that's why I was afraid. Like, what if he's like, oh, I can't believe Todd brings this up.
Oh, I don't have a problem.
Yeah. I was like, look how, and I kept stopping it going, look how fucking comfortable he is at that age. How old were you when most of those were being recorded?
15 or 16 years old.
Yeah. Anyway, I was very impressed.
Thank you.
And then you went off and you did heroin and you can fuck your whole life up. We'll take a break. The fuck is wrong with you?
What weird show is that?
I'm like Marc Maron now. That's what I do. I bring it out in you. What did you do? Did you fuck a dog up its ass? Like, we'll take a break.
It's like Mark Pepitone. It's like a combination between Marc Maron and Eddie Pepitone. It's like those two things do not need to go together.
Eddie Pepitone, perhaps the funniest stand-up and stand-up comedian you've never heard of, gets a deserving close-up in this amusing freewheeling documentary, The Bitter Buddha.
This is like myopic. He's just completely single-minded. He can't stop himself.
He's reading reviews, and this is we're in the first. What time is it? What time do we start? 6 o'clock?
We're just
7.
How long have we been going?
10 minutes.
But 10 minutes into this, it's all about.
I don't want to hear about that goddamn Eddie Pepitone.
It's just. Look, I love Eddie. It's great.
Hey, I love Eddie, too. He's on the show next week.
I'm happy for his success.
Engaging, revealing, and even a bit moving.
He does. He's like we're not even in the room.
Unfortunately, I know him. I know Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah.
So it's not true. By the way, everyone should know that I wouldn't say this about that many people. I think I might be Eddie Pepitone's biggest fan.
I love Eddie Pepitone.
If I had to list who makes me laugh the hardest...
Yeah.
By the way, a step down from this is still an honor. But, you know, I mean, not an honor, but still, like, if I said, if you don't make me laugh as hard as Eddie Pepitone, then you're not my favorite comedian. I'd only have 3 or 4 favorite comedians. There's a step down from that that is fucking unbelievable. But he is in that league. I say this all in jest.
I wish someone would make like a really good documentary about him because I love
you.
Him so much.
Oh, that would
you should
to help
just
get
be honored with a really like a good documentary, like a good film.
All right, listen, everybody, we got a little out of control. Let me rip through some of this stuff. Is everybody good? Why are you leaning forward? It always seems like you're ready to come over here and punch me. By the way, it looks like we have thugs in our studio today. These do not look like podcast listeners.
I gotta tell you something. It's a real peanut gallery, Todd.
What does that even mean?
It's like the Three Stooges over here, Todd.
It's not funny. You know what he does on the weekends? He hands out the emergency ward. And he brings a little speaker and he plays.
That's
sorry,
terrible.
your son has. We have to have his leg amputated.
Oh God! No,
it's rude, right?
Yeah,
you know what? It's just rude. That's exactly what it is.
There you go. It's all good. Everything's nice. Okay, listen. Play this again because I need to reset up the opening of the show. No, not that. What would you?
No, I just want
to. All right, let's start all over. Jake Fogelnest, ladies and gentlemen.
And Jake Fogelnest.
Mr. Seinfeld, I am the hugest fan.
In all fairness, let me get this out of the way, and then we're gonna have. Let me tell you something. I always mean it to George Carlin. It's gonna be fun today.
I'm so sorry.
And we have a good story about you in this opening.
Okay.
Something you inspired. Get a cup of coffee. Eric, did I say hi to you yet?
You did.
You look great. What'd you use? A different product in your hair?
It's just hairspray.
Ah, it looks magnificent.
Thank you. Hairspray and wind.
Gosh, hairspray and wind? Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, to get a little... All right. Some people were saying the woman last week where we did that bit. I want you to do that bit. May pretend you're ordering from this woman. She's a woman online. I thought I overset it up last week pretty good that she's a woman online. I didn't say where it was directly. Do we know that woman, what that's called, that where she's at? Okay. We will put it on the opening of the show. So when I do the opening, well, they've already heard it. Because I do the opening before
this. So they know what they're...
They know what we don't have it now. But I thought I overset it up. It was a woman who turned the camera on herself and just started talking about her favorite things. Two people on Facebook, of course I acknowledge them because I have, you know, it's the neuroses of every... that said, oh, well, he didn't explain where... Maybe they want to go find it.
Oh, are people looking for the bits to be explained on the Todd Glass
Show? Well, they're
show?
Looking for... I'm not totally throwing them under the bus. They want to go see it. But I don't think they have to know. It's from YouTube. We explained it. Maybe they want to go find it. I don't... understand. I think sometimes I want to have people that say things. I don't go to the fan. Where is it that you saw that? The Facebook.
It was on Nerdist.com and the Facebook page.
And they, what was their exact question?
Well, they wanted to find the original so that they had context for the bit. But the original doesn't.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they were nice. They were nice.
That's a fan. That's somebody who's like, I enjoyed this bit so much that I need to go see the source.
But they were complaining. It's not like they said, hey, could you tell us where that was? And they looked, they said it as if, you should tell us.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, maybe they're right. I don't know. It was an all, oh, shit, fuck them then.
Wow.
They no one yells at me like that.
Sociopath.
Keep it down. Whenever I read a letter and it's all in caps, I go, keep it down. All right, talk about, okay, so we will let you know that. We let you know that. He thinks he's royal. Oh, who's this Daniel? Oh, Daniel. Once his, Daniel Middleton? Who the fuck is that? What's he think? He's royalty?
Oh, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Look at me on my throne.
Oh, King Daniel Middleton. Oh. King of all. How are you, Your Royal Highness? Is that?
I'm Daniel Middleton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bow down.
My mom's the queen's.
My mom's it. The queen's.
Everybody quiet with their hands on the table. Don't make any noise. Places everybody. Refreshing Chris.
Yes, my friends.
What? Oh! Ay, 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 this is embarrassing, but I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to have podcasts. Somebody said in my relationship that I'm in that I'm saying friend. And they're saying when his girl, you follow me, I make quotes now.
Yes.
After I was on the Marc Maron show and admitted that.
You love pussy.
That I. that I now say I'm still not comfortable.
Sure.
But I always say I go out of my way to say, hey, you know, the person that is comfortable saying my boyfriend or my significant other, that's where I want to get. So I don't think I'm, you know. So this person said when their girl, he says when my girlfriend goes out, I hope I'm getting you right, buddy. Not buddy sounds cold, but I forget your name, but because I don't have it written in front of me. But you know I'm talking to you. That when he's out with his girlfriend and she says this is my friend, she feels insulted. Well, that's different because you're in a male-female relationship.
Sure,
if you're really dating, I would be furious if I was dating a girl. And that happens to people sometimes. You think you're dating and they go, this is a friend. You're like, what?
Yeah.
This is different. Now, believe me, it's a different thing. You're saying, say it. Well, I'm where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah Silverman, not that she's all-knowing, but she said something one night that made me feel good. I was backstage. It was about 5 months ago, and I referenced my friend. I went to everyone was in the room. I said, well, I was a little late because my friend that I made quotes. Now, she could have easily said, no, say it. Say boyfriend or say husband or whatever.
Yeah.
And instead, what I love Sarah did, she goes, oh, we're so cool. Like, you could say that. Like,
thank
keep in
you.
Mind.
Yes, yeah.
Keep in mind 6 months ago. So the fact that I can make air quotes and say friend, guess what? I'm going to evolve out of
How
that.
How about also the fact that, like, you're even talking about this process that you're going through? And,
right.
like, you let your friends in on, and beyond your friends, you let your listeners in on this.
And I should say he meant it in a very kind
of
way.
Of course, yeah. He's coming to you from a place of encouragement.
He's saying, don't be, but that's where I'm at. And when I'm with that person, you know, my friend, we are not really ever in the situation where we're introducing each other yet. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Where we would be at a wedding and people just know it. And we wink a lot. We go, hey, it's my friend. But hey, look, my point is that I'm evolving and I will continue to evolve. So I think that answers that. I don't know. Anyway.
It's weird. You just winked at the end of that sentence. So you're like, I'm evolving and I'm going to continue to evolve. And then you winked at me.
Well, hey.
Ah!
Whatever happened to Al Ollifer? No, don't say that. That's not nice, Chris. Oh, by the way, I thought of something over the weekend. Only me in the middle of my thank yous. I want to get this out of the way. I thought about I know it's so crazy that I thought about this. The absurdity of look, you might go, Todd, really? This is what you're going to pull out? But for some reason, we were talking about racial equality and the absurdity of. Keep in mind, last night we were a little high when this came to me. But, you know, sometimes when you're high, the best things come to you. Right? Maybe. the absurdity of separate bathrooms. Like,
yes.
I'll explain it. But we don't want them going to school with our children.
Right.
Now, you might think, Todd, really, why now? Because I just looked at it from to take it to another absurd level. We don't.
Why now?
Because I went back and it just had a crisp look of, of the, and I'll explain what I mean is, yes, we always knew that was, every vile adjective that would explain it. But one thing, if you don't want them to go to school with your kids, that's fucking god awful. Yeah. You don't want to eat at the same restaurant. That's god awful. But it brings it to a whole nother image. Just a
it's a level of immaturity. Level.
Like
you're
I don't.
Yeah.
You can only explain the type of person that would do that with their hand. I don't even want to poop next to them. That children should be taken away from you.
My toilet is safe. I need to keep my toilet safe.
I don't want them pooping next to me.
If I let them, if they come in, they use the urinal. Next thing you know, they're going to be using the same toilet paper as me. They're using the same toilet paper as me. Then there'll be one in the White House.
Yeah, they're going to want to poop. Yeah. I can't have different people pooping. Like you think they'd go back then when the restaurants were, you know, separate and the water fountains were separate. What about bathrooms? And people should go, well, no one was that fucking ridiculous. Everyone knew they could. No, I don't want, no one's going to poop next to me. Yeah. If I was a judge, I would take away someone's children that didn't want. All right, I'm done. I'd take on the issues. You know what's so funny? Someone might be saying, Todd, like I just already said it. Like, why that? I don't know. It's just. I never realized it was more absurd.
You had some time to process it and think about it, and it was like, my God, you're going to say something about it. You're not holding back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I should have said something years ago. What do you have?
Oh, nothing. I was trying to give Chris a cue.
Is this what they should play in the interracial bathroom?
It is, yeah.
This is when they run back and forth trying to...
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'll give you another chance. You ready? Well, I just think that's the way I feel. And, you know, the interracial bathroom, I don't want anyone pooping next to me. Hey, by the way, no kidding, Jake, has anyone done that? We were saying, like, when you pass the bong, I haven't used a bong in 3 years, but I've been using one.
Okay.
And I realize when it comes to you...
It sounds like you're admitting to that to me like you relapsed or something.
No,
like,
no.
Really? I'm trying not to use a bong for three years I had off the bong. Well, and then I've been 3 years clean off the bong. And then, you know what I realized? I'm going to smoke marijuana out of a bong.
It just sounds so... When the bong gets to you... I had a one-hitter, and I've been using that for like 10 years. I don't know when the last time I used a bong was. But the sound of it... Does anyone... So, has someone had to do this thing? Like, no matter what you say, we talked about this last week on the show and how intelligent it is. That right afterwards...
Instantly, it makes you an idiot.
Yeah, can try to say something very... Like, we're at a party, and you say this, but then right afterwards, you take the bong hit.
I mean, I think what is the most remarkable thing about this awful situation in Steubenville is that it has really opened up a discussion of rape culture in this country. And it's important, it needs to be discussed, and we need to honor it. What's up, man?
What's up? What's up, man? Okay, Mr. Rogers, it is his birthday today.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a documentary about Mr. Rogers, and it was from the gentleman. Do you remember his name? I want to
say Benjamin Wagner.
Benjamin Wagner? You're good, Eric.
Thank you.
Sent me. He first of all, I thought it was kind when somebody just sent me the documentary. They had bought it, but he was the – he produced it.
He made it.
Wrote, direct.
And that was – That was very nice. I'm going to listen to it or watch it. I guess watch it.
So it was really. So you're very touched. This guy sent you the documentary that he made. He spent years of his life making this documentary on Mr. Rogers.
How dare you?
And you haven't watched it yet. So I just got it last week. You just got it, and then you put it right.
I'm writing a book.
You are writing.
But
a book.
I'm going to watch.
That sounds amazing. I'd love to watch it.
Do you think we could have him on the show to read his reviews that he got?
I would love. Hey, if he's, I think he's in New York, but I would love to.
All of his reviews are about Eddie Pepitone.
The Bitter Buddha is simply fantastic, says my mother.
Is that a real one?
Happy birthday, Mr. Rogers.
Feeling to know you're alive, such a happy feeling growing inside. And when you wake up,
ready to say,
so let me tell you something else about Mr. Rogers. I always say that when Mr. Rogers was on the air 20 years ago, whenever he was on the air, when I was starting comedy, you know, everybody teased Mr. Rogers. Everyone had their bits and they were funny. I never till later in life realized how brilliant he was.
Yeah.
And I always say this for anybody that thinks we need to go back. I get why. Today we were talking about this, something I've talked about a million times. I get why people think it was a better time back then. It's not like I go, why does everyone think it?
Yeah,
I can, explain it crystal clear why people think it was better back then, because we masked a lot of our problems. And the example I gave today was, it's like if you had a house and the roof was so bad, it leaked everywhere.
How bad was it?
The guy doesn't understand anyway. You're like, wait, that's not the type of thing I'm doing. The roof and it's leaking everywhere, but you put throw rugs over.
Right.
And someone goes, why don't you fix the roof? You go, no, I'm all right. So you put throw rugs everywhere. You put trash cans. You just hide it all. You know, the one wall is dilapidating from the roof leaking. You put a curtain up in front of it. And then someone goes, you know what? We're masking a lot of problems here, which to me equals the 50s or whatever year.
Yeah.
Somebody finally goes, take the roof off. And just when you take the roof off and it gets fucking worse, all the naysayers come in and go, oh my God, what the fuck's going on here? It's getting bad before it gets better.
Yeah.
So I get it. Back then we did a lot of masking and hiding it. But I know this for sure. If Mr. Rogers was around today and we go, what era would you want to come back to? Back then, a simpler time, or now? He'd say now. Because we are moving in more of the directions
right,
of some of the things that he wanted. Kinder, more gentle. Hey, we still have a fucking far way to go, but I think he'd want to come back now. So,
the greatest, that was in my head, too. And I was like, God, I hope he plays the box out effect. I hope he plays the box
out effect. That's great. Hey, by the way, today before the show started, Eric goes, what do you think if Hitler would tweet? If he was tweeting. That's what he asked me.
Okay.
Like if Hitler was around, if tweeting was around back then.
What do you think Hitler would tweet?
Yeah, what would he be tweeting? Yeah. I wasn't sure, whatever it is, it would be.
What would Hitler tweet?
Hashtag what would Hitler tweet?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody.
It is, no, it's a question that absolutely doesn't need to be asked. Because I think we know what he would tweet. He'd be bad at Twitter. I'll just say it. I don't think Hitler would be very good at Twitter.
Why?
I just don't think because he's not a very social guy. So why would he understand social
media? Oh,
you're
right. What type of things would he want to say?
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about it.
I think, could you imagine how many pictures of food there would be if Elvis had Instagram?
Nothing wrong with Elvis. I'm the guy who never makes fun of Elvis.
I like that guy.
All right, listen. So we got all this out of the way. I think we're doing a good job. All right, you got to. Oh, by the way, I noticed something. Let's put that mic over towards you because it is hard to hear you on the show. I don't mind sometimes if you're in the background and someone's got to listen. But last week I noticed it's really hard. So, Chris, is this important what you're.
No.
Okay, well then.
I could have set it off, Mike.
All right, well, go ahead.
I was going to say we should take a fast break and then do the I want bit you wanted Jake to do.
Okay. All right, well, hold on 1 second. I didn't know he was steering the show.
Lauren Michaels over here.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Lauren Michaels.
Do whatever you want.
You know what's so funny? Do me a favor. Just give me a little bit of... Oh, no, we can't start it yet. Later in the show,
I can't start it.
I want it later. Don't do it now, George Carr, but I do want you to do it later. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay, so listen. Everybody calm down. That means my head, what's spinning around in it. Oh, there is. By the way, I do want to do that.
I want the
Tom Jones. We'll get to that. Ladies. I have nothing written down today, Jake. I hope you are so interesting today.
I am right here, ready to podcast, Todd. I'm ready to do it.
All right. So what? Maybe I can't really do what he said now without looking like I'm coming back, like crawling with my tail between my legs.
He's like,
well, maybe
hey,
Chris did have a good idea.
Take the note, Todd. Take the note.
Well, hold on. I want to put time between it so it looks like maybe I came up with it on
your
my
idea.
Own.
Maybe go back around. Like,
yeah, give me a minute or two before I do it. Let me talk about this first. Then we're going to come back and we're going to let Jake be the waiter that takes the order from this woman. Or maybe we'll take a break and we'll figure out. We'll play that thing where the woman keeps ordering. Maybe you can come up with something new you want to do with it. Or do the same thing we did.
Okay.
But before I do that, let's talk about this first. So I was in – I had a great time at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And after the Sunday show – and I know I say this in a lot of cities because I do. I do have a lot of fun, but – man, it was just a fun week. This local comics are funny. The 1 a.m. show, I just really have a great time in Atlanta. And after the late show, Jamie, the guy who manages the club, and Andrew, a guy who also is a stand-up comedian, Andrew is a stand-up comedian, but also works at the comedy club, after my Sunday show, set up a pan outside with all gas burners from when he camps and made grilled cheese sandwiches for the whole audience.
Terrific.
I was so I go, how did you know? Now, I knew they were going to do it, so I mentioned grilled cheese sandwiches a lot in my act. But then I thought, how did they know when I was going to end? Because I could do an hour. I could do 45 minutes. I could do 50 minutes. I could do an hour and 10. They go, we didn't. That's why we kept having to give them to the people, homeless people walking by.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what if you became, like, really, like, maniacal about it? Like, here's the thing. It's on your rider. There's always got to be two guys making grilled cheese sandwiches.
Just keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Why aren't there grilled cheese sandwiches when I go?
You might not even get to them. You might not even get to them. As long as there are two dudes always making grilled cheese sandwiches.
Could be hot girls.
And you know
help
what?
Help me out here.
You're helping. Help me out here.
You think I'm going to have hot guys making grilled cheese sandwiches? No fucking way.
Sometimes you're not even in the mood for grilled cheese. By the time you leave the club, there's like 300 grilled cheese sandwiches just sitting in the green room.
Just and you're piled
like,
up everywhere.
Todd, we can give these to like a homeless shelter. They would really benefit from that. You throw them out.
They're mine.
I throw them at my employees. No, I don't want to be that guy.
No, that's
I don't even like that in a bit.
That is not you.
That is not me.
Not you at all. What? Yeah. No, it's just what a wonderful thing. They, grilled cheese.
Well, I always like to dip the grilled cheese sandwiches in pussy. All right, anyway.
Come on.
I can't have fun.
Anyway, like, no, you really do.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm not being gross. Yeah, well, it's still gross, even though you really do it. No, I'm not being gross. All right, so I had a really good time there. So we go to the, look, this sounds like, I'm living the life of a 21-year-old on the road, but that's exactly what I am doing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, by the way, I have a little bit of a sore throat. I'm fine. But me and a friend of Chris's, Preston, go eat. And we're at the restaurant. I'm telling you this specifically because this is how clear I knew we had pot in the car.
Uh-huh.
We eat at a restaurant. We open up a bag, $100 worth of pot. We take a teeny bit out. We put it in his pipe. We smoke. By the way, I probably smoke during the day. Well,
every this, day.
Once a – no.
Oh.
Have you seen me ever? I smoke during the day probably once or twice a year. I'm just not a functioning pot smoker.
Right.
For me, it's a nighttime thing. Yeah. So we smoke during the day and we go eat at this restaurant. Do you remember whatever the name of it was? Yeah. Talk only when you have something very important to say.
I wasn't talking into the mic those times.
I know, but people can't hear you.
Not being on mic.
He just thinks he can ramble if it's in the background. Right. Yeah, he just thinks, well, it's not into the mic.
I'm working on my taxes.
Oh, I'm not talking into the mic. Right. So listen, it's all fun until it's not. So then we put it back in the center console of his car.
Sure.
We eat lunch. And then when we get out of eating lunch, there's a car wash across the street. So, of course, I tell Preston, I go, Preston, I'm getting your car wash. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I am always convinced that everyone that I, after I get their car, because I've done this before, that they're going to love it and they're going to keep it clean. 2 days later, it was a shithole again. Oh, he's pouring shit all over it. But anyway, we had it washed. And while the car is getting washed, I'm literally telling him this. This is why it's so ironic. Other than this, look, we know people sometimes might take things from car, in your car. Most employees are probably great, but there are people that steal stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't represent everybody at the car wash.
Right.
So as his car is being dried off, there's like, everyone drying it. I tell him a story. I go, you know what? Somebody just told me, and it's actually, to me, funny. Funny like, as Gomer Pyle once said. Not funny, ha-ha, but funny, who the fuck is Gomer Pyle? Even I don't know. Trying to act younger after I said it. I heard an old person say it. So I'm telling him about – someone told me this used to be a valet. They go, it's notorious for valet people. Oh, they might take a lot of stuff. But one thing they get away with taking is pot.
Right.
Because
who would complain?
Some people might. But the majority of the people, just in the thought process before they might realize it's missing – shut their car door, start walking back towards the valet, and even at that point go, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Now, other people might
go. You stole my drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people might do it. Some people might go, no.
Right.
And go all the way to the valet
yeah.
and go, listen, and even be like, listen, I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm positive it was in there.
Yeah.
And if it goes back and forth too much, I'm sure at one point the valet goes, hey, dude, call the police.
Right.
So they get away with it.
Yep.
So I approached the guy and I was like, listen, you know, first of all, we realized they probably think I'm Preston's dad.
Right.
So they thought, fuck it. This guy, this kid ain't going to tell his dad. They took my pot.
Right.
But little did they know it was my pot. So I went over and I told the guy, I said, look, I'm not accusing everybody here. I wanted him to know that I knew the lay of the land. I really just wanted the pot back.
Right.
I really did. It was $100 worth of pot.
Be nice, Todd.
Yeah, thank you. Over something not that big of a deal. So I got an apple juice. Oh, it must be nice.
Wow, 1%. All right.
And I said to the guy, listen, I hope he's not listening to the podcast. I go, listen, I just want you to know that I get that because somebody did take it.
Right.
And you can't go accusing somebody if you're 90% sure. I'm 100% sure.
Yeah.
But I know it wasn't you and it wasn't everybody here. So I'm not attacking this whole place and I'm certainly not attacking you. You weren't even in the back. You're the manager. I go, but my family's in the car wash business. We own a chain called the White Glove Car Washes in Pennsylvania, which is a chain, but it's not my family's. And I said, I told him what happens. It's something that people get away with. But I'm not uncomfortable. It's legal marijuana. And, you know, I want it back. I'm going to deal with it the same way if it was a watch or a bottle of wine in the car.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just get in your car and leave. I know it was there. He really tried really hard, but we never got it back. So that story should...
Wait, so you told the guy, and he was just like, yeah, I don't know.
He tried to ask all the employees. I thought he was being genuine. Like, he really looked like he went employee to employee and just – I don't know why I trusted him.
He go employee to employee and was like, all right now I'm making it look like I'm talking to you about this guy. He's talking to me. He's some stoner weirdo. I don't know.
The guy.
So just nod your head right now.
He owns a bike shop. No, that's what we – but one time I was somewhere – by the way, people always see, like, when you're with younger comedians, especially if they're a lot younger. Like, if they're, like, 21 or 22. So one time I was somewhere and I was with, like, three comedians. They were all, like, much younger than me. And the guy goes, hey, do you own the bike shop? I'm like, first of all, I didn't mind that. You know, at least he thought I owned a bike shop.
You're doing good. It's a good business.
Yeah, and I bring the employees in.
Yeah.
So I thought there must be a guy that looks my age that brings all the boss. You know, and he hangs – if you own a bike shop – kids that work there are – you probably have people that are 35 working there. You probably have people that are 20 working there.
Everybody rides a bike.
Right. And then you bring them out afterwards to dinner. So they thought – I thought, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Look at me. Thinks I own a bike shop.
Does he fix motorcycles? Todd Glass Show.
I do fix motorcycles. So anyway, that story was horrible. And if this was the first – if this was the first week of the podcast, I'd kill myself right now.
No, it's not horrible.
Really?
No, it really...
Would you mind, do me a favor, and we'll edit this out. And I swear, Eric, if you have to remember to edit this, okay?
All right, you got
Can I tell that story again?
Yeah, go ahead. Do we just want to reset?
I mean, we have some people here visiting. They don't let anybody know that I'm doing this.
Okay.
But I just feel like
so
that
just
story...
Like it could have
Would
gone
you
better.
Do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you... And we'll edit me out saying it.
Yeah.
Eric, please do not forget it.
I don't forget an edit.
Well, I don't want to make this whole – don't make a mockery of this podcast and what Chris has worked very hard on.
I have.
Could you tell the story?
Do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, like I'll make it was you.
Oh, so like just as if it was my story.
Yes, and I'll like feed you. I'll maybe, you know, I'll just
– Sure.
You don't mind?
Yeah.
Okay, make a clean edit
we'll
here. We'll take obviously the first part. Play a jingle and we'll just edit it to jingle. Jake Fogelnest is our guest. We're back from a break. So what happened with you and you were at the car wash or something?
I know. it's like Byron Allen.
Oh, like, ah!
It's like Byron Allen for this.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest to the Todd Glass Show.
God, the production on that is so great. No, I was at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta over
the
weekend.
Oh, it's a great club.
Great club.
You know, it's funny. I was there, and I was at the car wash.
Yes.
And I forget. No. All
right.
I tell the whole story. More boring.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that the car?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have to do a clean edit because I really want this to be your story.
Right.
Okay. Play another jingle. Jake Fogel. He like. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Our guest is Jake Fogelnest. All righty. So you were in Atlanta.
I was. Have you ever played the Laughing Skull Lounge?
It's a good club.
Great club. I was there. I was with some younger comics and stuff. And you know how younger comics, like there's always one who's got the car that's kind of a mess.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just kind of a mess. So I thought,
I do? What? I make them get it washed. I was in Atlanta too, and I swear to God, All right, can you, Jake, dude, please don't lose faith in me.
No, no, it's fine, it's fine.
Well, but you look like you're telling the story more boring than me.
No, no.
I mean, really make it good. I want this podcast to be good. Please.
Oh, my God.
Like, really spice it. Let me play it. Play a jingle with his name in it, because I know he likes those. Well, hold on. How you doing over there?
Compelling, sweet, funny. Oh, yeah, the AV Club.
Okay, give me the mic.
I like that new visual. So what's been going on with you, Jake?
Went to the Laughing Skull Lounge.
Oh, my God. I was there once, and I was getting the car washed. I swear to God. Oh, you're going to lose faith in me. Okay,
no,
to George Carlin, I want to take the bit a different way. I said to George Carlin.
Okay.
Now, I might do something later, but we're going to let it break. We are going to
point out that you said to George Carlin. I know.
Oh, yeah, wait. I said to George Carlin. Am I going to break that rule now?
No.
Okay, the bit is, hold on, let me have a second to think here. Let me just give me silence.
Shh. Okay, just
hold on.
Say anything. Just quiet. Just complete quiet from everybody. Todd needs a moment to think.
Oh, man, this reminds me when I used to hang out with Tony Danza. He would always take time to think. I just thought it would relate and it would give time to think. But if nobody likes a celebrity story,
it's like,
I mean, people buy those magazines off the shelf all the time. Everybody wants a gossip story. I deliver it.
You'll make yourself like you're not the problem. Oh, Jesus, if nobody likes... Yeah, we like celebrity stories.
Right, we don't live in I mean, I would think we live in a TMZ culture now. Yeah, I mean, nobody's interested.
Take away that I said to George Carlin.
Okay.
Okay, because we're still in
stricken,
the bit. But we're going to take it in a different direction.
Okay.
So we really are now... I really don't want this. I'm going to take this all out.
Okay.
So you realize you have to take everything, like the last 10 minutes out.
Yeah,
I'm going to throw to him. Mm-hmm. Really, will you make it? Do you want to... Do you think you can make the story better?
I think so, yeah. Because I think, first of all, it's a good story. So what I'm working with is already good.
Oh, you mean it?
I do mean it. So,
maybe we don't have to have you do it.
You know, it would just, it's perfect as it is. It would just be doing, it'd be like when they do a shot-for-shot remake of Psycho. That's all it would be.
And we'll use the better story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please welcome Jake Fogelnest.
So, Jake, I know you were just in Atlanta.
Yes.
What happened? You were talking off the air. I know what happened. Tell the audience.
You know Paul McCartney, right, from the Beatles? He's unbelievable. Unbelievable guy. Good friend of mine.
Yes.
We were at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And Paul is like, he's a vegetarian. You know, he does not eat meat. So,
mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, it would be nice if maybe give some grilled cheese to everybody. So I'm like, all right, cool. We'll give some grilled cheese to everybody. We do that. That's not the point. The point is, you know, Paul's an old hippie. He loves pot. He's not crazy with it. He respects it. You know what I mean? But he enjoys pot. So we were going through we were getting some food. We went out and get some food. We come back to the car.
Uh-huh.
It is
this is a true story.
True story. Paul's Rolls Royce. Okay, beautiful car. And we get in and I say to Paul. I say, Paul, this car is a mess. He's like, oh, I've been so busy. And I'm like, I understand. You know, you're very busy. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy you a car wash. There's a car wash right across
Paul
the street.
Paul McCartney.
I said,
This is crazy.
I'm going to buy you a car wash. And he goes, oh, you don't have to do that. And I'm like, no, I know I don't have to. I want to. You're my really good friend. So we go through the car wash. Paul gets so inspired right there in the car wash that he just pulls out a guitar and he just starts writing a song.
All right! I told you to fucking make it better. You don't have to put my story in this shit. Jesus Christ, Fogelnest! I thought you were on the road to recovery. You come in here. I just wanted you to spice the end up a little. Rolls Royce, Paul McCartney. Holy shit, I should leave it all in and show the audience what he fucking does.
Yeah, you should leave this in too, Todd. This is a terrible outburst that you're having. I haven't even finished the story.
Do you want to go? You want to keep going? I love that yours is so Paul McCartney. Mike Cosima.
He wrote a song.
Pulls out a guitar.
Plus, his car would not be a mess. Rich people don't have dirty cars.
No, they don't.
They have dirty asses.
Thank you, Todd. Someone finally said it.
All right, listen, we got so much to do. I love when we have this show already. You know
what's wrong?
We were going to play that out of break.
We were. Thank you. You know, Chris, you're a godsend to this show.
So I got something to play.
Well, now you fucked it up. No, hold on. Let me just, when we come back, we're going to talk to Jake about what we did in Atlanta that was inspired by him, which was pure fun, to George Carlin. Okay. Do you know a little bit about
it? I think I started a little bit of the story, but I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah, so. You know what? Burn me a line. Play a little bit of them. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jake Fogelnest. Bury Me a Lion. I like this.
Clear as a whistle, hair and a bristle, saw her in the fading light. Weight of a blessing, caught her undressing. I cannot expect her to believe in me. I'll be the last one.
Last one.
When he's the first day, I'll stand the door.
Guaranteed to recognize she deserves a better life.
What's this? What is that? I like it.
Yeah, I'm so cute, but I'm feeling you should know. I just came to say
hello. Hello,
Sandra Van Garden. I guess it's the wrong number.
I've never in my life had this thought of like, oh, God, I really want that as my ringtone. That has never, ever happened to me before. I want that as my ringtone.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? It's yours. But I do have something else you might want to use.
Okay.
Maybe you could want to do the his name. Hey, it's Jake Fogelness's phone, everybody. Look over here. I made that up. Of course I made that up. No, I had writers write that hunk of shit.
What's Todd been working on? Oh, he's been writing this ringtone for Jake Fogelnest for... is he supposed to be working on a book? He's supposed to be working on his book? Yeah, no, he told the publishing company he put that on hold for like 6 months, and he has just...
And what do I come up with after 6 months? Play that again. Hello, I'm Jake Fogelnest's phone... Well, I got that. And you go, what else? I got that.
What else you got?
Well, I thought about maybe doing other fun things. That's all I have. Okay,
and
listen, stop
another
it.
Fun thing.
You don't stop it. I stop it. I talk to myself. How about, did I tell you about the pot they stole at the car wash? I'm just kidding. That's a guy that maybe needed to have pot stole. You know when he's that. Did I tell you about the pot they stole? Yeah, Todd, you told us 10 times. Maybe it's good they stole it. I repeat the same joke twice in case somebody walked away from their headphones. You never know if they walk away from their headphones. Hey, by the way. Just so we, I'm going to do this now because, you know, we do whatever we want. Like this, I always worry like, oh, we're already too silly to go back to this. But this, to me, is just, it's so simple. Yes, I've read letters from parents. I don't want to turn this into like a big homosexual show. But this simplicity, did you hear this yet? A dad heard his son on the phone. And he, the letter explains it. But it's not like a long letter, but it's so simple and so how much attention should be given to it. Even though I made a big hoopla. But,
Todd's talking about that old brouhaha.
That's what I call it, my brouhaha, that old brouhaha that I got myself into.
Oh, Todd really got himself into hot water this time.
All right, listen, are you ready over there? I like Eric when he's looking at his phone sweating. It means he can't find something. Okay, so listen. So this letter, some people might have heard it, but it explains itself. But it's just so, okay, I'm being a little cliche, but what the fuck.
And it's also what the fuck.
Thank you. This is the name of the show. By the way, we're not on any, we're on after.
I was going to say, has it been a lot of pressure for you? You know, you're worried about the show being too silly. Since you got moved up to before Mark Maron's podcast.
We have a new time slot.
Yeah, it's a new time
slot. No, a new one.
Oh, really?
There will be no more. It's now we're following you.
You're following the Fogelnest
files? Yes, we're following the Fogelnest files. Wow. We're going to have new shirts. We will have new jingles made.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, Mark Maron, you know, he knows what he did. He took one of d'oeuvre tray going around at a party, swooped right in there and took a fucking. What if I was really
You're
upset?
You're truly disgusted. You're disgusted with Marc Maron and his etiquette.
And his etiquette.
Yeah.
And by the way, everything's fine here. So we were talking about, oh, we have a new time slot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then where were we going? Help me out here.
The letter.
The letter. So, yeah, I just thought this was heartwarming. And it's like, you know, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on, but this is like a good thing.
I love it.
It's a decent thing. And it's simple. That's why it's so beautiful, I think.
Says, Nate, I overheard your phone conversation with Mike last night about your plans to come out to me. The only thing I need you to plan is to bring home OJ and bread after class. We are out, like you now. I've known you were gay since you were six. I loved you since you were born. Dad. P.S. Mom and I think Mike and you make a cute couple.
Obviously, you make a joke, Chris. You know, Chris doesn't know when
what?
Not to. It's a bad taste.
But Todd,
I love telling him to do shit and then yelling at him. I literally bend over,
hey,
play
Todd,
the bong hit.
Todd, you know, when this podcast is video, you won't be able to set me up for failure like that anymore.
Well, that's why I'm doing it, because I hate what I do to you.
That would be a good lead-in.
I've ruined your life. What did you do? Okay, so listen. So that letter, obviously.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just so simple. And it was just, I know I read it probably like five or six times. Just because Daniel Kino read it to me. He goes, just the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's all good.
And the fucking kid forgot to pick up OJ.
What a fucking idiot, right?
What an asshole.
What an asshole.
What a little, all
like,
that.
After all that.
Oh, I'm homosexual. Yeah, I don't got to get OJ anymore.
How about groceries?
Now his parents are sending him to Christian summer camp.
Yeah, that's right. Because who wouldn't want to go to that? By the way, I went to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I don't want to get lost here. I know what we want to do. So hold on here. Let me just stay. I think I do want to talk about what were we just talking about? I want to be proud of this show. The letter.
I played the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta.
You did? What happened?
What if
I was this out of control? Oh, my God. You're there. And I really wasn't doing a bit. Like, I forgot that I. That's a great story. Todd, it's your story. Well, you should have liked it when I told it. Well, maybe you fixed it. All right, listen. Everything's fine. So that the story with the dad writing that letter. Oh, my point was, like, here's a kid that gets to breathe so easy.
Yeah.
And because his parents are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So, like, doesn't it sound foolish to go anything else would be right? And then there's parents that do the exact opposite. And I always think it's unfair they get to walk around and look normal.
It's just not.
Like, if they looked as insane as what they were doing to another person. I mean, it really is. You know, we write it off a lot. But if you think about what they're really doing to a human being, but yet they get to look visibly normal when they walk around. No one sees what they're doing, torturing a human being.
Like, it should be like crazy snake tattoos
yes.
on the face. Like, the inside should truly match the outside.
If your outsides matched, you know, what you were doing to somebody, think of what would look like walking down the street, a monster.
Yeah.
You know? But you don't. You get to walk around seemingly normal, and everyone doesn't realize what you're doing. But anyway, I'm ending positive. But then when you read a story like that, you're like, that exists too.
That exists too.
That exists too.
That's
so it was
the
good.
Right thing.
All right, there you go. Well, I'm not afraid. I have that type of show. Some of these other shows, oh, we'll be this, we'll be that. I do what I want.
You do what you want.
And then the people that don't, well, people like it because I'm reading the emails. Hey, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I have to run to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And are you feel comfortable taking over?
Yeah, yeah, I could take over, definitely.
Did you have a problem once before?
No.
Oh, it was Blake that did.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Eric,
yeah,
Eric's going to take over the show and just host it? Or?
Well, just fill in for me for 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
You feel
sure.
comfortable?
Uh-huh.
Don't feel shy, because this is not, I mean, you know, as you know, Jake, you host your own show,
sure.
and it's...
It's fine.
We got to where we were. I think you have a recording of Jake's first day and my first day when we did our podcast. So, I mean, I want to let you know where we were at then before you, even though it's just 30 seconds. Do you want us to play yours first?
Yeah. Let's
and this is when? This is you a year ago?
Yeah, this is about a year ago before I started doing my podcast.
And this is your first? Is this your first podcast?
This is a clip of the first episode of the podcast.
I bet it's from where you're at now till then.
Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed to play this.
Oh, don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, it's all right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you go ahead, please? See, now pause it. You can tell because you're touching that microphone like crazy.
I'm touching it like crazy.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Did the whole show like that?
I didn't know. I mean, if you play more of it, right. You'll hear like I just don't have any sense of how the microphone works or anything.
Should we listen to more of it?
Yeah, just
yeah, okay,
play a little more. Again, this is very embarrassing.
Okay. Wait a second. Pause it again. You didn't even know to talk into the mic?
I didn't know. Nobody had told me. I'd never hosted a podcast before. And it just like, you know, it's like it's an intimidating process. There's a lot of equipment. I don't know if it works or like, you know.
What it does.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You can only
learn this
by doing it. You
it
know
just
what I mean?
Seems like, I mean, by the way, wait till you hear mine.
I
shouldn't pick on you. Yeah. Mine's embarrassing. But it wasn't that bad. But, you know.
Well, play it.
Play more of his. Play more of his. Text while you're doing it? Stop it again.
I didn't know that, like, you know, I just assumed that people would wait while I finished. I was sending a text, and it was a kind of a serious conversation, and I just assumed people would wait for me to finish.
I feel like you don't want to play any more of yours. It's okay. That's amazing, because I've heard yours.
It's embarrassing. I mean,
I heard yours recently, and it's great.
Yeah, I got better. You
so
get
what
better.
We're saying here, we don't want to overset this up. I just got to pee so bad. So, but do you think, like, let me play your mind before you say yeah.
Sure.
Maybe someone else, you know. Okay, so here's this is the first podcast.
This first episode of the Time Crunch Show, okay.
Hello, boys and girls. 1917. The first podcast ever.
Can you pause
pussy,
it?
Pussy. Pussy. Pussy.
Pause it for a second.
Yeah.
Podcasting was invented in 1917?
Yes.
And you were older then than you are now?
Well, sure, anything works in this bit. Why am I confound the facts? I know.
Play more. Okay, okay. Play more. I just want to hear more.
Pussy. 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 We'll be back right after this.
Can you pause it? There's still format. Like, it still is the show.
Well, I don't know why I'm talking. By the way, if I had to redo this bit, I would. I don't know why I'm talking like an old man. Maybe I went too far
because
back.
Because it was in old times. That's how, in olden times, you talk like an old man.
But I was still there for some reason.
No, that was, I think that was before you came in, right? Didn't Todd actually have like a big band with him?
I used to have a big band. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
They had a bandstand, and it had like TG on the bandstand. It was like the Todd Glass ensemble.
Jesus Christ, I'm glad Jake's here. I don't know why I'm insulting everybody else. Well, he seemed to be painting my picture very nicely. And all you care about... Okay, hold on. So listen, so do you feel comfortable if I go to the bathroom real quick?
Yeah, I got this.
All right, great. Well,
remember your first voiceover audition?
Yeah, it was just awful.
Should we... I mean, I feel like
you don't
maybe
have tape of that, do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, please. Now, this is really embarrassing. Please don't play. Okay, play it.
All right, go ahead, play it.
That's the wrong. You played the wrong thing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I thought that was another old episode of the show.
Okay. Please move a little closer to the mic, and the line will come into your headset and just repeat it into the microphone. Voiceover one audition. Wrigley's gum. You're gonna love the way it tastes.
Hold on.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Voiceover
audition.
To tell you the truth. Hold on. Let me come into the room.
Please, can you come into the booth and make me feel more comfortable? I'm sorry.
That wasn't even close.
I'm really...
You seem like a nice kid. You know, you just yelled into the microphone.
I said gum.
Well,
I just...
that's...
In...
You think that was...
He said gum.
You think that's going to save it?
All right, listen, I'm going to go back into the booth.
Please, just give me another shot.
You realize that was...
I know, that was not...
If you do that again, I can't...
I understand.
I mean, can I be honest?
I can't imagine...
I enjoyed talking to you before you came in outside.
I really appreciate that. This is... I can't imagine that would happen again. Just can't. I got it out of my system.
Okay, go ahead. Move closer to the mic.
Okay.
Shut the door behind you, please.
Okay, sure. All right. Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry. I'm listening to Jake Fogelness's first podcast in the background. If that made any sense. All right. Countdown 2, 1, silence.
I'm sorry, I don't want to stop. Is that the, like, because traditionally when I've
seen. All right, you got to go. No, you got to go.
People go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got to go.
I hear 5, 4, 3, 2.
No, you got to go.
You said countdown.
Shut it off. Shut it off. I can't listen to this
anymore.
Play
him out.
Shut it. No, shut this off.
It, what was so humiliating about that experience is that at the end of it, they played one of your jingles to get me out of the room.
By the way, thanks for making that work. Chris, you should thank him.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank him, because God bless you for making that work.
It was just so awful. I'm at my first voiceover audition, and I don't understand. And they know, like, they knew I was a fan of the podcast, and they just play one of the jingles, and they're like, get out of here. And I blew it. I honestly blew
it. So I think you're all right. Hey, I think you're going to be able to do it. That was a horrible. I mean, wait. What, how do I want to be in this bit? Yeah, that was rough.
Was bad, yeah, that was rough. We can all agree.
We can all agree. Yeah. It's not being mean.
Yeah.
I mean, how about?
I scream. I just started screaming.
Gum. What if they're gonna go? He's got it. He said gum. That's what we're looking for. He'll learn the rest.
Good enough.
That's the dumbest people hiring.
You know what
you.
Though? I think I could get it now. Like, I think I'm gonna try to do it now.
You want me to play the guy?
Can you play the guy? And I will try. I can nail this. I've had a couple of
years. No, I don't want to do a bit right now. Are you really going to try?
I'm going to really try.
I don't want to do a bit where
I've had a lot more experience than Mike.
Okay. So you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Okay. I can nail this.
See if I can. I want to see if I can get that same effect that they had on the phone in the thing we just played.
Pretty hard to replicate.
Now Chris is good. Get it.
Hello?
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
That sounds exactly like it.
He's good.
Yeah.
Countdown 2, 1, silence before rolling. Wrigley's gum. You're going to like the way it makes your mouth feel.
Mouth gum. Gum. Gum, gum, gum. Gum. Wrigley's gum. You're going to like the way it makes your mouth feel.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
He kind of picked it up at the
end. Oh, my God. You guys are real going
to sit and lie. You scream. You can't do that.
I mean, I got it. Wow. I got there eventually.
Do you see what's going on here? And I really have to pee.
Right.
He's a professional. Yeah. He's been in this business for a long time.
Oh, well, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
No, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
I think he is going
to
be fine.
Just go to
you. Okay, I have to go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
I really do have to go to the bathroom. To George Carlin, so this works.
Great. So you go to
okay,
the
I don't have to go
okay,
anymore.
And I'm just, all right.
I do.
All
right, here we go.
All right.
So, good luck to you.
Hi. Oh, shit. I got it. Hi. Oh, fuck. Shit.
How's it going?
It's going good. Okay, I'll talk to them now. Oh, no. Oh, fuck, what was I gonna say?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey.
How did it go?
I think it went good.
You do?
Did it go good, guys?
Yeah.
No, be honest with me here. Did it go good?
Yeah, it went great.
Because I could play it back.
Well,
yeah, let's play it back.
Well, you know
no,
what?
Wait a second.
You just got to hear it for yourself, Tom.
Well, I'd rather take your word for it. We've been working together for a long time, and I think I can trust you. I want you to be honest.
It was good. I mean, we
How
had
great.
Jake here as a guest. He didn't participate much, but
Jake
did
heard
all the
it
talking.
But when you talked, it was good?
It was great.
What did you ask him good questions and stuff?
Wait, he just had a look of discontent on his face. I
really,
don't know why.
Did he make you uncomfortable
Todd,
or something?
I really encourage you to play the tape back and listen to what he was...
Well, it sounds like he was asking you questions and you weren't... You know, this guy's been working with me. Oh, Jake.
Okay.
Are we going to... What's going on over here? Sorry. You know what? I'm more worried about your knee.
It's broken.
Okay, well, good. That's what I was worried it wouldn't be.
The whole table did just shake.
No, I am worried about you, Chris. Without you, I would have to whistle funny themes.
You could still do that if you want.
I know I could. You know, I look, don't do, you're not doing anything. You hit your foot against the table. It was upsetting to me, but I let it go.
Don't be a human being.
You're human. Okay, listen. So when I was gone, it sounds like what he's saying. And, you know, Jake, I don't want to get into a fight with you because, you know, I think very highly of you. But it sounds like he was asking some good questions. I got to defend my guy over here. You're telling me he was that bad.
Here's the thing. I think the tape truly speaks for itself.
Well, did he ask you questions?
I can't lie to you, Todd. He did not ask me any questions.
Oh, I don't. Come on now. You know what, Jake? You're really starting to lose the battle here. What did he do? Just sit there and go, abby. Wait, is that what he did?
You know, Todd, there's no other way to put it. That's exactly what he did.
All right. Play it back. Eric.
Okay, I'll
be right now. It's like a cop that says, before I look in your car, are there any drugs in there?
Yeah,
I did great. He had a look like he didn't know what was really going on.
You're confident.
Well, the truth. Hey, by the way, play it.
Okay.
Hi. Fuck.
Can you, I mean.
This is embarrassing. Hold on. Stop it. Pause it.
Pause.
Look, I did good. I addressed
it. Good. Are you audience?
Do you really truly, listening back to
Thank
that
you.
Now, do you really think that you
did a good job?
Yeah.
No, seriously, no bullshit. I swear to God. This is what we got to do. Thank you. I'm with you here.
Yeah,
I really thought you were asking. That was
There was no evidence to suggest I didn't do a good job there.
Well, keep playing it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
You just, he just, Todd, he literally just said.
How's it going there?
It's going good, I think.
All right, I don't hear you asking any questions.
I'm getting to them now.
Can you pause the tape, because
it's horrible.
He literally, you don't hear yourself literally going, humana.
Oh my God, this is.
Thank God we have a safe word. Hamina, hamina.
Yes, you. What
to the moon.
Hold on, this is true. What questions?
Yeah.
To be honest, I cannot believe, and I'm echoing what you're saying. You don't. Are you one of those people on American Idol?
Exactly. It's exactly like
that. You don't hear what you did. What question? Wait, tell me. Okay.
It's not good.
Well, it's not bad. No, it's fun. We realize he's crazy, so we have. No, it's good.
Because my mama said that I was the best radio host she's ever seen.
Hey, you know what,
I was going to be somebody.
It sounds like you're having fun, and that's all that matters. It's all,
Thank
all
you.
That's
yeah,
important.
What do you care?
Yeah, you know what?
But it was good, right?
Oh, it was better? Oh, it was fun?
It was a fun time.
Yeah, he's gonna,
thank you.
Okay, I don't want to have more. Okay. Hey. That's professional. All right, hold on. Yeah, you're good. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
You know what? When you are, you know, you really, hold on, what is, you know, if you play any song long enough and tell people it's about someone's dog, here's the goal. 90% of the time you can convince somebody, but you have to really work it. And that's the game, and it is so much fun. And I can't remember the song now, but sometimes even while I'm listening to the song, I go, you know, this is about their dog. People always go, what? Very rarely do they go, really. They go, what? You go, no, it's about the guy's song. And when the first line comes out, I think, oh, this actually might not work, but I work. I go, it's about when he goes, it's rolling, it's always rolling. You go, he's talking about the dog, and he's talking about the walks they take, just rolling down the street. And they go, and eventually you'll get somebody. You go, no. And and then when they finally go, oh, my God. And then you win.
And then you win.
So you when you'll hear a song, you'll think of that. So anyway, now, God, I have my cold is annoying. It's annoying the listeners, this nasally voice. It's not the voice I usually have, my radio voice.
No, the voice you usually have is it's much deeper. It's a booming voice.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, motherfucker.
That's the one.
Sure. And there's no effect, you know, I do
no,
that.
No, you do. It's just, I don't know why you're like the man with the golden voice.
Well, I pinch, you know what I do? I pinch myself right here. Look.
Right.
Hello.
Wow. That's amazing.
Hello.
Just by moving my
fingers in and out from my throat.
It's amazing.
Yeah, put your fingers on my throat, Chris, and press. This is fun for you.
Chris, you didn't really have to push his throat.
You know what? I love that he did it. I think the listeners appreciate it,
too. I wanted him to feel it.
I'm sure you did.
No, I'm... No.
Hold on. I'm fine. You're fine. We're all good. Take a break. Listen up. So anyway, this woman, let's let her call in.
Okay.
She's just calling in. Let's maybe pretend she's calling in. Okay. And, I don't know, it might be fun. Shouldn't set it up that close to it. Let's have a little bit of improv-ing. So anyway, well, let's, why don't we turn on the phones and take some calls?
I'd love to take some calls. Though.
What are you writing over there?
Notes.
Letter to Hitler?
Dear Hitler.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. You're on the air. Jake Fogelnuss is our guest. Go ahead.
I want for myself.
Oh, deal with this woman. This is the same woman.
A whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts. Traditional ones that have been covered with glazed sugar.
What are you and okay, so I mean it's sort of our fault. We didn't really throw out a topic for
in all fairness.
In all fairness, so she's probably, you know, I she's talking about donuts or something. So maybe we could throw out a topic, you know, just something that's you know, that's been in the news lately, like everybody's got Emmy fever. The Emmys are coming up, right?
Caller, go ahead. Emmy fever. What's it doing to you, the Emmy fever? Go ahead, caller.
Have to go to Toronto.
No, we're not on the air in Toronto.
Braised oxtail with dirty rice and beans.
I haven't seen that. It's a new AMC show. I've never seen it.
Never heard of dirty rice and taco chicken. Beans?
Lemon chicken.
Nah, never. Is that a new show?
Chicken scallopini.
Sounds like
scallopini.
A food, actually.
Once again, maybe she doesn't know. The topic that we're talking about is people have Emmy fever.
I want a 3-minute, 32-second poached
I'm
egg
letting you deal with her.
On toasted okay. English muffin. Lady. I want a princess tart.
Hang
Why
up
can't
on her.
You
Hang
find
up on her.
What, lady.
Hang up on her.
This
Hang up on her.
Woman.
Hang up on her.
I want the corner.
You know what? She's not listening. She's just not listening. It's all about her needs.
Hello. You're on the Todd Glass Show. What about this Emmy fever? What if that's really the show we had to do?
Oh, my God.
Ew, gross. Oh, I would kill myself. You know what? I say that a lot. I'll kill myself a lot. I'm not going to.
No, you're not. You're not.
No, I'm really not. And no. I, for some reason, I realize you know what, you must be a comedic tool that you go to a lot.
Yeah,
it's over the top.
It's hyperbole. Is that the term?
You know.
Hyperbole.
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 That's what I was searching for.
Hyperbole.
For some, hyperbole. I'm a hyperbole. It's like a cyber. Hey, I'm going to beat you up.
Give me your money.
Yeah.
Give me your money.
I can't believe that word. There it is. Yeah. No, that's very justified. That, really. That's very justified. You know what I was wondering, though?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see this documentary, The Bitter Buddha? I was just wondering if there's any, like I just haven't seen it. I'm wondering.
I haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
Last I knew, it got banned.
Did it really? It was banned?
Yeah. You heard what Eddie Pepitone did.
Yeah.
Searching for Sugar Man. Fuck that shit. Searching for Pepitone.
Wow.
New York Times.
I know.
Oh, that has to be valid.
Yeah.
A.O. Scott losing his mind.
You know where the got voted number one from the Podcasters Association of America?
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're the first person to ever congratulate me.
Oh, well,
wait. You did send me a card.
I did. With the gift certificate.
And you took me out to dinner. That's right. Everybody. This is the most. I forget very easily. You're right. And you took me out to dinner. That's right. I forgot every night for a month. I forgot. Excuse me. I thought it could have been more. I forgot you guys chipped in to make a car payment for me and bought me a new car. I forgot.
We did that, yes.
Okay, excuse me.
And the cash.
All right, I appreciate. Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot they gave me $5,000. I forgot.
Also, there was also that time that you were, you know, swimming and you swam out too far and the wave came in. You were drowning and you passed out. And
you saved my life. Yeah, you're right. I forget. And you did say, this is my way of paying you back for your being the Podcast Association of America.
I said we can't lose the.
You're right. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I do ask for a lot from you guys. How did you really do when I left? Be honest with me.
Let's not do a bit. Like, how do let's you really think you did?
Oh, my God, Jake. I love to have you in here because sometimes I feel like I'm digging something into the ground a little too much.
No.
You say it perfectly. No bit. Like,
no,
maybe
like,
he thinks it's a bit.
Yeah, like, because that happens on this show is people get into bits.
We get
it's
lost
a bit about
the,
a bit. And
thank
it's like,
you.
Not anymore. Let's just put
how
that
did
aside.
You do?
Just really just give yourself
honestly,
a critique.
Yes.
At the very first, I was a little nervous, but I brought it back.
At first, it took you a second to find your footing.
Yeah.
It took you a second to.
One more
I think goal? I had to clear my throat. That was it.
Oh, hold on. We'll take one more call.
Okay.
Who's it? I think. Who is this? Oh, my God. Ursula.
Oh, it's Ursula.
Hi, Ursula.
She's busy. She's eating.
This is really her eating, I swear.
Why is the phone by her bowl?
She knocked it down.
She knocked it down.
She was like, she's just like, I think this is Ursula's way of saying thank you. You.
Or I don't know what she's saying.
She's saying, I enjoy food.
She hangs up.
Yeah. I think I've made my point. Click.
I know exactly what a show needs. This is why I'm professional.
Yes.
Who would think to get this ready?
There's a kind of a hush all over the world.
Everybody, we're with you. We all are here. Pete, James, Brian, Jake Fogelness. What's your name again?
You know what I mean? Just a two of us.
Steve Fine Arts. Chris Burden. And Eric. Did I get? Yeah, I got you guys. Let's enjoy it. Let's be with it.
So listen.
If I told you there's a place where you can get a massage and the guys and the girls sing while they're giving you a massage, and they have a cordless mic, so you're getting a massage as they sing. Like, I got
you got something there. The greatest business idea I've heard yet.
Well, it would be good if a town car driver could sing. That's so easy. Just put in karaoke things, put a little PA system, and he sings Italian music. There's got to be someone doing that. Right?
Yeah, but I feel like that's something that's happening and you don't want it to happen.
Thank you.
You know?
That's a really good point. Like, I think I'd enjoy it at any time. Who am I fooling?
5:30 a.m., you're going to the airport?
I'd love it.
I would too if I got in.
You get in the car, and all of a sudden, then he has backup. It's all produced just on a DVD he plays, but he sings along with it.
Oh, I'd love it.
I would love it too. Okay, fade that out, please, if you don't mind. Was there a parody of that for me?
I don't think we were able to locate it.
Really?
But we can play something that has some of the same key words in the title.
It was with the missing 18 and a half minutes of the Watergate tape. Where is it?
Yeah, why?
We haven't been able to locate it.
I've been working hard. What else do you have? Did we play this up front? No, I like this.
We did.
Oh, yeah, fade it out.
But you see, both of those songs have the word kind in them.
Thank you. You know what? There's a reason you make the big bucks.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know what? I don't know what to do anymore. I've lost it.
All
right, we're good.
You had that. You had something to tell me.
Yeah, play the song. So they went, we went on to your, I don't know where they went, but they got shit. I guess they were on.
I think they were on the.
Oh yeah, they were on YouTube. You're right.
YouTube, for my podcast, because I show clips on it, and then I have a YouTube playlist
where you can put
where,
some.
Like,
of them.
If after you've listened to the podcast, you can go and look at what stuff I've played. Yeah.
Yes.
So I know that happened because I got a tweet.
Yes. So I couldn't stop. I love the song. I started playing it on stage, but I go, I don't know what to do with it. I just want to play it. Do I need a reason? So I would just act like I was doing it with the crowd and going, what is this? I go, can I make fun of it? I love it. It's addicting, this song.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd did it.
The whole crowd was doing this.
Yeah, I had the whole crowd. Oh, no, I had some people from the audience come.
Doing
I don't remember.
A tootie tot. This song.
A tootie tot, a tootie tot, a tootie tot tot.
I want this to be my alarm.
A tootie tot, a tootie tot tot.
Hold on, pause it.
Yeah.
Play it from the beginning. I want this to be my alarm. Like when I have to wake up on the road, and I play the whole song, not just a minute of it, every day. And then I get up 30 seconds in, and I start, that's my morning ritual, I start dancing around to it.
I thought you were going to say you wanted it to be your alarm, like your alarm system at your house.
Well, that wouldn't scare anybody. Picture this goes, so I'll play it again. Well, you break into someone's house, and this goes, you have to really play it loud. Play it. Yeah, I just want to think, let me do this. I thought I'd break into someone's home, and all of a sudden this goes off. You know what? I'd get the fuck out of there. Seriously, it might be easy to sit here and say, this would be great music to rob a house to. Yeah. Really? Yeah. You wouldn't think twice who the fuck lives here?
No, that's a crazy person's house. That's a crazy person's house.
Play it up.
Thumbs up. A sooty sa, a sooty sa, a sooty sa sa. A sooty sa, a sooty sa, a sooty sa sa. Thumbs up.
Chris came up on stage one night when I was doing it, and he had his instincts were good. He goes, he told all the other comedians to follow him.
Right.
But which would have been great. It was a good idea. And then Chris goes, no one else followed him. So Chris came up all by himself. I felt bad.
It looked very uncomfortable.
How do you,
well,
how do
it
you
did,
even you're, explain?
It was fine. I didn't mind he did it, and, we made it work. But he's right. Like, there's other. I want the names of those other comedians.
How do you explain what this video is? Like,
let's talk about it right after. Let's hear the rest of it.
A booty bop. A booty bop. A booty bop. Come on.
My favorite. Okay, this man was institutionalized a week after he made this song, and he sings songs for the prisoners. They love it. He does this song every day with all the prisoners. First, they don't like him.
Hardened criminals.
Yeah, they're like, they're all sticking their tongues out. No, what if it's for kids? Well, who cares who it's for? I like it.
I don't know
why.
Enjoy it.
Why do I make fun of it? What is that? That I have to consider this
but
music?
Here's the thing. I am not making fun of it. Like
maybe I'm not either.
No, see, there are things that you can like, and you go, I know that's funny. What this is a video of a guy. His name is Mr. Al. He's a children's entertainer. My friend Lacey showed me this video because she worked at a preschool or something,
yeah.
And she would show this to the kids. But it also works on an adult level because it is a lunatic in a tie-dye T-shirt who just – He's just entertaining
and the
kids.
And the song is oddly addicting.
It's fun.
It's
a fun
silly.
Song. Yeah. It's
so
silly.
So you know what? I like that you say that because I felt the same way, and I never wanted to feel like I don't make fun of shit if that's what I'm doing. But
no.
I don't want to be too scared to say I like it at a certain level. So I go, Mrs. Miller is the same thing. You know
yeah.
what? There's something that she does. It's entertaining.
It's just I appreciate silliness. Like a lot of the things I do on my podcast, I'll find.
So is my mother. Nothing at all.
Hello.
This is what I need on the road.
Yeah.
You could have saved that bit
Hello?
About the. Play, bring that in again when I tell you. You could have saved that bit I did about the interracial bathrooms. If I would have just said, it's ridiculous. I don't want to poop next to other people. They're not even good enough to poop next to me. Come on, really? They're not good enough to poop next
Hello?
To me. I'm so fucking immature and I'm an imbecile.
Hello?
Yes. No, I don't want them to eat next to me, but even their poop,
Hello?
My poop is better than theirs. That's what a sick fuck I am. What a narcissistic fucking immature imbecile.
Hello?
No, I don't. They're not good enough to poop next to
Hello?
Me. Learn from our mistakes and don't do it again, you dumb fucks.
Hello?
That's right, everybody. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. I got stuff to say, and I'm going to say it. That's right. We'll be back. We're going to talk about these fucking
TSA motherfuckers.
Hello?
The Todd Glass Show, everybody. You're coming in at 7,000 power watts against the 28th floor of a
Hello?
Building.
That's right. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck, fuck.
What happened to Todd? Todd became a shock jock.
Yeah.
He just got trapped. It was the worst.
Hello?
He started doing like this like shock jock thing.
Starbucks, they're fucking out of control. Give me a latte. And it's dated shit too. I don't know what to order. A cappuccino, motherfucker. Hey, how about giving me a 10 cents fucking coffee, motherfucker? I'll be right back.
The Todd Glass Show, he's in your face.
He's never been the same since he became a
shock
jock.
We're back. We got some of our guests here today sitting at the Ferkel Comedy Club is Jake Fogelnuss. Now, Chuck, we go way back because we used to be friends when I actually started my first class in the first year. Now I'm living here in Dallas and you're here working at the Improv. How's it over working at that club over at the Improv?
It's been great. I went to a car wash the other day.
Still telling that story. Thanks for stopping by, Jake.
That's it. All right.
You know those shows that do that?
Exactly.
Here's what happens. And get that music ready. Get that music ready and really bring it in loud,
it's
a little louder.
It's all build up. Yeah.
You get up.
Yeah.
I'm going to set your day up.
Okay.
Jake gets up at 6 in the morning. He gets in a car. They pick him up from the comedy club. Now, sometimes, look, they keep you on forever. It's fun. It does the job.
Right.
That's not what we're making fun of. So you get up. You get to the thing. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. You get up. They pick you up. You drive over. You wait in the lobby. You go in. You go up to the 25th floor. You go in. They make you wait another 10 minutes. And then Jake walks into the studio. I'll be the host. I'll do it off the air, and then we go on the air.
We're off the air.
Anything you want me to lead you into?
Yeah, you know, I have this great story about a car wash. Maybe you can get into that.
Oh, you're still telling that. I love that bit lives through this bit. But I love that also you're still telling that car wash story. Yeah. Am I angry? Oh, I bet I am. Because that car wash story has made you what you are.
Yeah.
And then I go, that motherfucker, that was my story. And all I do is walk around with my podcast I walk around with my podcast through an iPhone,
yeah.
But I have an adapter with 10 headsets. So I go up to people, I go, listen to this. This is where Jake got that idea. And I play them you on the show. And of course, people go, well, I guess it is Todd doing it years before Jake, but no one gives a shit. You know, the car wash story. I'm the infamous car wash story. And you know what people do? They walk away. You know what they do after I play it for them? They go, in all fairness, Jake made it better. Like Todd's story was, I mean, Todd's story, right. You know what the climax was of Todd's story? The climax was he didn't get his pot back. And then people wanted, ugh. But
you know, Jake brought it to this whole level of like Paul McCartney was there.
He was brilliant.
It was unbelievable. It's like, you know what it is? It's just like, he perfected, you know, Todd like planted a seed, but Jake, you know, nourished it and he grew a tree.
Okay, that's so now we're back into the bit. Yeah. You walk into the studio. By the way, should I not exaggerate this? Was that funnier if I don't exaggerate it?
Yeah, don't exaggerate. Do what really happens.
It's going to be letting it breathe a little, but you're going to still see how bad it is. Yeah, and I'm not – okay, to George Carlin, this is what happens not all the time, about 25% of the time.
Yep.
And they never tell you.
Yeah.
You can't believe it. This is maybe even 10%. Okay, here we go. So, okay, cool. Okay. Give me a little bring in music, whatever. You can play the same thing.
Hello?
We're here. You're listening to the guy in the morning, whatever. It doesn't matter. All righty. So in studio here we have, don't forget, we're going to be out there at the Del Chevrolet. That's my go-to always in Philadelphia. We're going to be a lot of things. We're going to be signing some autographs. We're going to have a good time down there. We're going to get to meet me and everybody on the crew over here. Hopefully I get rid of my cold by then. Anyway, but in studio right now is the lovely Mary Traffic Lady. Mary, how's it looking out there on the highways and the byways? You know?
Yeah, it's something like the Schuylkill Expressway is a little backed up, but it's going to be fine.
Can I tell you what I do right there?
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn bored out of my mind while the traffic lady's on. Yeah. I see if my mic's hot.
Yeah.
So I just sit there and go, pff, pff.
Do you do this?
Yeah, anything to see if they if they could hear me. I go, right. Pff, pff. Yeah. And if the mic's hot, I interrupt. I can't sit there.
You can't help yourself. Yeah,
they go, traffic on the thing. I go, woo. Any sound I can make just to let the listener know.
And do they look at you like, don't disrupt?
Sometimes
them.
They do.
Yeah, like, come on, don't.
Sometimes they
do. There's a time and a place.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Don't talk during the thing.
Shadow traffic, 8:57.
Okay, they come back from that. Yeah. And I go, so in studio today is Jake Fogelnest. How's it going, Jake?
Oh, it's going great.
Now, you grew up in...
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
You grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I grew up in Philadelphia.
How's that growing up?
It's, you know, it's a great city to grow up.
It's a great city.
In.
It is a fun city.
Yeah.
A lot of comedians from here.
Yeah, a lot. The great Todd Glass is from
Yeah. So it's just fun. And what do you do when you come home? You see your family?
You know, I don't have any family here in Philly anymore. It's just sort of me. So I just kind of come in and do the show.
And you have a good time?
Yeah, it's a great time. It's a great
fun to be home.
It is. It is fun to be home.
And the shows are going good down there?
Yeah, I got a show tonight at the Helium. There you go. It's a great thing.
Well, listen, thanks for coming by.
Oh, okay.
And go down and see him. He's a funny man. I've seen his YouTube clip. We'll take a break. Right?
It's not an exaggeration.
That wasn't an exaggeration.
That is.
And you know what's worse about it?
What?
If they told you, look, we got a minute to do here. We're going to do 2 1-minute things. Then you would know. Well,
I got a minute. Yeah,
you
got
to be funny.
Funny, yeah.
To think of a bit you can do. Spill out 2 bits. Or make the. But if you have the leisure of being in there for an hour, you can just be social and conversational, and then slip into your bits when you need to.
It's ridiculous that kind of thing does still happen, and it really does. Like, it's ridiculous that is. People are formatting.
Hello.
Thanks for coming by. In real life, it comes back to us. All right. Let me. We're good. How long have we done?
About an hour 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just when I get starting to feel full, and I still could eat a lot more.
Beautiful.
Not you, me.
So I sing you to sleep.
Oh, it's my uncle. Isn't he good?
After the loving.
That's really good.
Can you put a good word for him over at the at your Earwolf?
At Earwolf?
Listen to him. He's really
and
good.
And I hope you will hear what the words and the music have to say.
What if you put any music? Can you put the... No, the guitar behind
it. It's so hard to explain.
Or a ukulele.
All the things that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry.
You know what? I think it's good. A listener sent it in. No, I would never play. I would never. You know what? I won't do. Play something that a listener sent in and then ever make fun of it.
No.
But this guy, I don't know him. And I'm still not going to make fun of it. But it's unsaid. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's great. Wait, I don't like that I'm saying this. Seriously, can you cut this out, Market? All right. Okay, here's what I want to do. What do you want to do? Do you want to start? Can you pause that for a second? I thought it was nice. Can we just take it from the beginning and play the song again and go a different direction with it? I don't want to make fun of it.
A very funny guy. Top class.
Should I just leave this all in?
I think it's up to you. I mean, it's up to you. I don't think you said anything.
Well, I don't like to make fun of it.
You don't want to make fun of the guy who sent it a thing. Yeah, I understand that.
We're doing it again. Nah, it's all right. At least I felt bad, right?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Really? You're going to let me off that easy?
Hey, you felt bad? Make no change. That's all that matters.
But because you know what? He's okay, actually.
Yeah, no.
And by the way, a fan didn't send it in. The odds of this guy hearing it are nil.
There's nothing to make fun of.
Unless you call him and tell him. I know what you're for. I could see you right after the show picking up the phone.
Hey, internet guy. I'd start to talk before
the... You'd be you calling me. I'm the guy from the song. I don't never met you. You found me through a service.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jake Fogelnest. How's it going?
Pretty good. Just got done singing After the Lovin'.
Oh,
after I sing it every day.
Yeah, actually wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, yes? Hire me for a party?
Are you a podcast guy? Do you know what podcasts are?
Oh, I love podcasts.
Yeah? You're a podcast fan?
Oh, they're just so great.
I hope
one day they play some of my stuff. I mean, oh, God.
Oh, okay. Well, are you familiar with the Todd Glass Show?
Oh, my God, shut the fuck up. Is this the Todd Glass Show calling in? Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God, it's the Todd Glass Show. Oh, my God. Oh, what is that? It's the Todd Glass Show. They're calling me. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God, sweetie, that's so great.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's the Todd Glass Show. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, shut the fuck up. I can't believe it. It's the Todd Glass Show. Hello, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello, let me put the thing back in my...
Hello.
It was there. I thought it wasn't there.
No.
So what do you do? Am I going to get to sing live on the show?
By the way, let me stop this bit. Your guy, this character, is a prick.
The guy
you have to play right now. Like, why would he do this after he's so excited?
He's just.
Oh, I can't believe
just
it!
Just crushing. Just gonna crush this poor man's dreams.
When do I come and perform on the show?
The good news is you've already performed on the show.
Shut the fuck up! Excuse my language. Honey, my wife plays the voice on Bob's Burgers.
She
sounds familiar.
Oh, okay.
Honey, the Todd Glass Show, I think he's about to tell me they play...
Oh, Bobby!
No, Toddy!
Toddy!
I got lost.
Wait, they found you singing on YouTube.
Oh, my God. And... Did they like it? That's all I really care about. I bet they did. Oh, they liked it.
They did not like it. They didn't like it.
What did they say?
They thought it was bad, and you're bad, and you should feel bad. I'm the worst person. I'm a awful man, and I'm just telling you the truth. They thought it was bad, and you should feel bad. And even in this bit, I feel awful. But I have to tell you, they thought it was bad.
Stop the bit. You're so fucking right.
This whole thing is just going down a path to nothing. And you're right. I'm glad you were at your... I didn't like it either. That's why I wanted to edit that first stuff out.
Yeah.
Because... And then... But now I have to leave it all in. But even then we got out of it and I'm throwing...
This is something I do on my podcast. There will be people that upload themselves singing on YouTube. Yeah. And maybe it's not so great, but they are having fun.
And you know what? They're so – so what – I'm actually being
and I
serious.
Saw it. Me too. Me too.
Like, it's like me silly dancing.
Yes.
You know what? If someone can sing, that doesn't mean I can't say something but make a comment. I'm not an angel, but doing it it's just that's why that bit. I was like,
I felt uncomfortable because it goes against like my natural instinct, which is like to celebrate. You're doing a thing. It's a little weird. Let's celebrate it. You know?
I agree.
I love it.
That's why silly dancing is the best. Silly you know, no matter what it is, you never go, well, you're silly dancing wrong. Believe me, you're thinking it. No, I'm just kidding. No.
A tootie ta, a this tootie ta, a tootie ta ta.
I like that you're, I think we're exactly on the same page with all this stuff.
Yeah.
I like that you're there because, look, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you don't. I can't do that. I couldn't be someone. I've heard radio shows where they do it, and they should do exactly what they want.
Absolutely, yeah.
But if I don't know, I would always feel bad. Like if somebody, that's why the bits scare me sometimes.
Yeah,
when I get the bits, because a lot of them are bits I could use. Sometimes it's just I can't know where to put it. But at first, I was afraid because I don't want someone they send in a bit and then for me to seem like I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense.
Oh,
never
mind.
I'm so lost. Look, we were both doing that bit, and we realized that's where we were at. So let's move on as we go. Go ahead. I like this.
After the loving,
I do actually.
This is nice.
Just say it's good.
Yesterday,
the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
Play this more of this. I really do like it. Actually, you know what? Put a little reverb in it.
That's what it, you know what? It just needs a little bit.
Can you have you
after the loving?
No, I don't think we have
a song I just wrote yesterday.
Can you add a ukulele?
And I hope you need
it. This two different songs, please.
It's all right. It's all the same to my head. Everything makes sense to me. Thanks for the loving. All right, turn it off. It's great. Every week is the most fun for me going in for the close because I know that it's going to be fun.
I'm ready.
Right.
It's like the descent. It's like I took a flight recently when you have that first airline seat beyond first class.
Oh, by the way, that's my favorite seat.
The greatest seat
bulkhead.
Ever. 9A or whatever it is. Like that.
10A, 10F sometimes.
Yeah, but like that first seat. And it's like you've got – you're not in first class.
Excuse me, Danny Pepitone is going to be at the Comedy Festival.
Steve, I told you stay away from the mic.
You're impressed. Like, Steve, like, it's like he got dumber sounding throughout the evening.
The bearded Buddha is this generation's raging bull.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Turn his mic off. This generation's raising bull. Raising whatever you're raising. Raising this generation. How about this? You know what? I don't even want to make fun of the bitter Buddha. I am really I want to be positive.
I just – it's like you want to just be the slightest bit negative because sometimes it's funny but mostly positive.
You know who had a good point about that? Negative bits. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes they are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's, and they fun, can be, it's funny to say no.
You know what I think happens? I'm not even joking around. It's like on stage. I always said if something's funnier – look, I'm not talking about with a bad audience. I'm talking about with a good audience. A good audience that we all deem that go, that's a good audience. What the comedy that gets put in front of that audience is, that's a good audience. So judge yourself before you judge this audience because they're very accepting. They're very smart. When that audience is there, forget about bad audiences. I'm talking about the best of the best, the Acme Comedy Club, a great crowd. That when somebody does a twisted joke and it gets a more of a groan, that means it – because if it was funnier most of the time than it was mean or whatever –
you're right.
Funnier than it is racist, funnier than it is mean, funnier than it's sexist. I know what I do. I fucking crack up laughing.
Because you
can't fight that joke was fucking funnier than it was mean.
Yeah.
But I think if it's not, but you acknowledge that it was clever, you sort of go, oh,
yeah.
That means it didn't win. Because I've seen some very twisted, demented get huge fucking laughs.
Absolutely.
So it's possible.
If it's possible, it's earned and it's always comes from a smart place. That groan when that happens is the worst feeling in
now,
the world.
Now again, not with a bad crowd.
Not with a bad crowd.
With a bad crowd, I could turn to them and go, that's a great fucking joke, you idiots.
We're talking about people that are on board, that are getting it, that are just, they're smart, they're engaged, you know, and it's fine. And it just doesn't go. You just take this weird turn and it doesn't go.
So that's what happens in the bits. So I feel like that's what's happening here. It's if it was mean but so funny, it's just it's mean and it's laying there.
It's like
it's you bring it out in me.
It's no, I don't want to. I don't
Shut
want
up.
To.
No, no, that was okay, supposed to be funny.
I don't,
I'm ruining it. This is horrible. I take full responsibility.
No, it's just you bring me in here to crap on a guy's art and it's awful. And I want no part of
How
it.
How about if we edit this whole show, we start all over again? I'm not even joking around.
No.
You have time.
A very funny guy, Thank Todd you. Glass.
Hello? Hello?
We're not just supposed, start to, talk over. We're not supposed to talk over the intro, right?
No, don't talk over the intro. We're gonna, can we do this again,
Todd
please?
Glass.
We'll just reuse some stuff, but do whatever you can do. Sorry.
Fucking call me back this time, then don't
Oh, you know what? We're
going
to really have to do this over, start the intro over, so that we're not talking about doing it over. You're
A
cool?
A very funny guy.
Okay, you're right. Go.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Jake Fogelness is here with us.
Fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Hey, it's Zach. El Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Well, hi, Zach.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Yeah.
Brian Regan.
Hi, Brian.
Again.
Yeah, what's up?
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know.
Have you called any of these people back?
Do you want me to beg?
Yes, God, I called Brian. Oh, what do you want?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah, be
what
nice.
What do I fucking need to do?
Be nice to people.
He's a very funny podcast, the Todd
told
Glass
you.
Show.
Don't pull any shit.
Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
Well, it's exciting, everybody.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
Every week.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
All right. Jake Fogelness is with us. We
Hello.
Got a great show for you tonight. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good.
Okay,
I feel
play
good.
His jingle.
Please welcome Jake Fogelness.
Isn't that good?
That's great. So, like,
you know, I fill it in. I don't want to tell you what I fill in, but do you know where I fill that in?
No, it sounds like one seamless, continuous thing.
You swear to God.
I swear to God. Nobody
play it again.
About.
Play okay. it again.
Please welcome Jake Fogelness to the Todd Glass Show.
You really can't tell where it is?
That is like, that's first
no,
of all.
No, can you seriously not
no,
tell?
No, I seriously can't tell. It's like the production on that is amazing. It's like, are you sure? That,
well,
where do you feel? I don't hear it.
You want me to just tell you?
Yeah, I mean, if you could just tell me.
Play it again, I'll tell you.
All right.
Let me turn it up. Hold on.
Please welcome Jake Fogelness to the Todd Glass Show.
Did you hear where it was?
So right there, like right
oh,
at right
on.
At the
no,
fade
I turn,
out.
Let me turn the volume up for you. Do it
no,
again.
But it's like right at the
Do
fade
it again.
Out.
Do okay. it again.
Please welcome Jake Fogelness.
All right, so I heard it now. It's like please welcome, and then
no, it's Jake Fogelness.
You edited in there?
Yes.
I did.
Do it again. Tell me now. Now you'll feel stupid.
Please welcome Jake Fogelness to the Todd Glass Show.
Anyway, what happened at the car wash you were talking about? Seriously, what happened?
Well, I was at the Laughing Skull Lounge.
Fun. I love
Great
that club.
Great club.
I work bigger clubs, but that is a fun club.
But it's fun. You go
I haven't
there,
been there in years. That used to be my old stomping ground.
Really?
So you still liking it?
I changed this
podcast.
I
decided I'll make myself look better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I used to love that. Anyway, what would happen? You're getting your car washed?
Yeah, no, I would, yeah, I was with my friend's car. Like, I was, we were having some dinner and stuff, and then he had left some pot in the car.
Totally unnecessary sound.
Inserting himself in for no reason.
I think I can do the show better the second time and just maybe clean it up. Because all I thought at the end of the first show, this is, you know, we're actually breaking the bit right now, which is fine. That's what I do. I just thought, if I would have done that all over again, and then you didn't mind doing it, and this is the way in my head, I thought I went too long.
Yeah.
I should have tightened everything up.
Tighten it up.
So this is what I think I'm
new
doing
and
now.
New and improved.
It's the same show. Back to the bit.
Okay.
So what happened to that car wash?
So what happens is we get back to the car. I see my friend's car. I go, this is filthy.
So you washed this car. What happened in there?
So we go through the
I heard
car.
They found pot. I try to quicken the story. I'm so nervous that the first show was so loose. What happened when they found the pot in there?
I think they stole the pot.
Did you get it back? Did you get it back?
No, I didn't get it back.
Ah, we'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
So I sing you this.
This is good.
I like this.
I really like it.
Really, really good.
You know what? I love when people learn how to express themselves. This is just... I love this. We'll take a break. We'll go out with this. What a beautiful song to celebrate Mr. Rogers. Nothing amplifies it even more. Yes. Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
What a...
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'd like to do a little tribute to Mr. Rogers. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Jake Fogelness, and you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Mr. Rogers, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Rogers. So,
that's all I got.
That's the one I worried about the most. How about this letter? You heard about this kid that he wrote. His family overheard that he was going to come out.
It was.
Can you read a little bit of that?
Yeah, he said, "I knew you were gay since you were six. What? I loved you since you were born."
I'll tell you what. That's. We'll take a break. The Todd Glass Show. You know what? You got to be positive. Mr. Rogers' birthday. A nice letter like that. Alrighty, so we're back.
Maybe I just tossed in an idea, like a fun thing. Like, I know you really have to go to the bathroom.
I do. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Could you fill in?
Yeah. Sure.
You think you could do it?
Yeah, I definitely.
Let me play play a quick clip of you from your old show, real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So this is my first episode of my podcast.
So it proves to you how hard it is to do. Play it. Aye. You sure you want to still do it? Shut that off.
Yes.
I'll give you a shot. I got to be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
No. I don't. We don't have any time. I had a bad situation too, but I don't have time to play it. So I'll be right back.
Oh shit!
You know what? I'll go to the bathroom later.
Okay.
Everything's gonna be great.
That went really good, right?
Yeah. By the way, how was that?
Great.
I trust you. Why would you lie to me? Because we decide we don't want to be negative the first show, so everything's positive. You know what? If you say you did good, you did good.
You did good. Yes. You did a great job.
By the way, even in this bit, I like it better.
I like it better too.
Oh, why not trust him?
Why not trust him?
I want to start having nicer bits.
Yeah. Okay. Nicer bits.
Seriously.
Nice, I'm with you. Let's for the world. Nicer bits for the world.
That's what I say.
It's
all I've ever said.
It really is.
Comedy world peace.
That's right. You know what we should have? National Speak Up Day. I am being serious.
Yeah.
Well, I've talked about this on the show before where, you know, people say speak up. And for years I didn't over a lot of issues. So I'm preaching to myself too. Like somebody would tell me a horribly racist joke after a show and I would... Because I just didn't know, like, what am I going to do? Take 20 minutes?
You don't want to have a confrontation.
Now I realize you have to.
Yeah, you do.
And it doesn't have to be long. I've talked about this on the show, but the second part I hadn't. Like, you think, well, what do you do? You're at a dinner somewhere. It's Thanksgiving. And somebody, like I always say, they might not say the most hateful, disgusting, vile thing in the world. Then people will stop them. When it's mild stuff.
You let it slide.
Because you're always worried about that person's feelings. But you forget about the people that it might have hurt at the table. Still, does that mean you stop for 30 minutes and go, hey, listen. It here.
No.
So National Say Something Day, there's a website. And it teaches you quick things in certain situations. And I'll give you an example. Like if you walk by and somebody was using a word that was wrong, you just go, come on, you got a better vocabulary than that. Yeah. Boom. You don't even stop walking.
It's like, no, we don't do that.
Day where you see someone... Whatever you see, you just make it quick, and you would catch people all day. I don't know. I know what I'm saying, but
no, I know what you're saying too, and I like that. It's just like we're not going to preach. We're not going to make a big thing of it. But if we see, if you see something, you say something.
Yeah.
You
and
say
by the
that
way,
in the subway,
there's
know?
Gray areas. I've talked about this before. Yeah. Speaking up, and somebody wrote me an email. Look, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but you think. Look, these have to be really powerful things that are. You can't. Someone said, "Well, what about my daughter? My sister didn't want to have her baby vaccinated." You know, I was listening to your show, and you're always saying, "Speak up." And I go, I know it's hard because who's to decide where the gray area is?
Yeah, that literally is right in.
Yeah,
the gray
you
area.
Can obviously if someone's breastfeeding.
I think you need more than a sentence to have that conversation. Whereas the things you're talking about is like if somebody's being racist, if somebody's being homophobic, if it's just like not cool.
I love Jake Fogelness. You're exactly right.
And
you gotta.
It's just like no, not cool. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Not like
if you hear someone saying the word retarded, you go, "Come on, you can come up with a better adjective than that."
Exactly.
You don't. You know the one I always do, and here's a great one because this could happen at a Thanksgiving dinner or any dinner, and it really will not slow everyone down. This is just a great one. It's not getting into a deep conversation, but that's the purpose,
right?
Because if someone had this happen to them 10 times, they'll stop doing it. So if someone uses the word retarded at a Thanksgiving dinner when you might not normally or even not right at the dinner table or that day.
Sounds like a horrible Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been to a gym. Let's say it's the gym. You hear someone saying the word, it's retarded.
You walk by
and go, no, I'm sorry. I got lost. This is appropriate for it would for be if it was a dinner.
Yeah.
You just go, It's quick. It's in and out. You just go, how old are you? That seems like something an old person would say.
Yeah.
Or what year is it?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. If somebody says something dated and they hear 10 times over a month, my God, what year is it with the comments like that? Yeah. You'll eventually stop saying it.
Yeah, because you don't want to feel like...
You realize, shit, you might stop saying it because you think, oh, everyone's so sensitive. But who gives a shit? At least you'll fucking stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes. You know what I mean? It's all right. We're not trying to teach like a giant life lesson in this moment.
No.
We're just trying to stop a behavior.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Okay, so there's that. National Speak Up Day. Maybe I'll put it in my... Hey, we're still positive.
Still positive.
This show is positive. We're going in for the close positively.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Put some music up on the screen here. It's the only way we can do it.
We'll do a song.
And I apologize for my cold.
I have one coming on too.
So. I know, but mine's making me like, I think I sniffed into the mic a few times. It's disgusting. No, I'm a horrible person.
I was a huge fan of the Todd Glass Show. Listen to this podcast every week. He sniffed into the microphone.
Disgusting.
I'm out.
My friend Engelbert Humperdinck, or Jerry Dorsey as I know him, he always would... always had a cold. Sounds great. Pulled it off.
What? Engelbert Humperdinck?
And then he had to kind of clarify by saying, Jerry, you know, oh, I have such an intimate relationship with this guy. I know Jerry Dorsey.
I don't even know if that's true.
You know what? I have no way to verify that. He could.
What the fuck?
You know, sounds like an asshole.
He's ruining our whole show. You're no better over there.
Yeah. You met my pants, wanna get
up and dance. Jerry.
This is him.
That's my buddy Jerry, yeah.
Well, let's just say Engelbert
Humperdinck. Honey, won't you kiss
me again? Yeah, I went to a Bob Dylan concert the other night. Oh, Robert Zimmerman, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, Robert Zimmerman.
Yeah, okay, very nice.
Please.
I'm going to see my buddy Jeff Hyman.
Who's that?
Joey Ramone. It's going
to
be fun.
I say to my friends, I'm going to talk to famous celebrity Zach Galifianakis. They go, but anyway, I don't know if that makes sense. It's positive. Positive. Be positive.
What do you got on this screen? Listeners can't see, but there's a screen.
Yeah, well, we're doing good. We've put a lot of money back into this show. Is there anything anybody would like to say to the listeners? Today is National Listener Appreciation Day.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yes, it is.
I wish we knew that.
We're the only ones. By the way, I can't make this up. We're the only podcast that's acknowledging that it's National Appreciate Your Audience Day. Did I say fans?
Yeah.
You said audience. Listen, I don't like the word fans.
Fans, that's amazing to me because there are so many podcasts, and podcasts are sort of built on fan interaction. I think it's actually kind of shameful.
Spitting on your fans. It's spitting on the listeners. I call them the listeners.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call them.
It's just like a slap.
In the face. Thank you.
It's a slap in the face.
Thank you. Let's have a conversation. Two people that really want to like each other, so they're trying to finish each other's sentences, but really they're just going the wrong way half the time. Sometimes they luck out and they say it, but obviously both of them should shut the fuck up. Neither of them are listening. They just want to prove to the other person they know what they're thinking. But I went down to Mardi Gras.
It's amazing. It sucks down there. It's just the worst.
The worst. It's a little crowded, you know. But I tell you what, though, it is fun when
get on a float and jump around, and everyone pay attention.
Not
to me.
The float necessarily. I don't like this bit. I can't.
No, I like that one.
You did.
That one was okay because I understand I understand that.
Well, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there too.
And that's why it's sad.
Yeah.
And this bit became sad for me.
There was an instance that you flash back to. You're like, I don't like that.
Yeah, like I used to do that when I was talking to people because until someone said, just shut up and listen.
Yes.
I used to try to finish their sentences. Like a comedy club owner would be talking. I'd be like, and I'd be like, no, I totally fuck up my whole. He goes like, you know what I mean? I think he was going to say it one way. Then I guessed. And then he goes, no. And then this is like a bit we do on the show called The Overreacting Guy. But listen, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Gidir Alechem Amim, Aroritz, Gavru, Tatar, Galu, Gada La Ruch atah Adamina, Hilaritzi, Gadali, Rome, Amar, Shemo, Yachtov, Eternally, Baruch atah Adonai. That's all I can do. I can take a few things. All I know is this. Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Amotzi alechem amim haoretz.
But could you just kind of sum it up for everybody?
I don't know what the hell that means. I learned it phonetically from my bar mitzvah. Seriously, all my other brothers learned Hebrew, but my parents knew there's no fucking way Todd's learning Hebrew.
I was not bar mitzvah. I just didn't do it. Like,
don't worry about it.
I'm not lacking.
You'll be thrown to the Jew devil.
Thrown to the Jew.
When you die.
Oh no. Not the Jew devil.
If you're Jewish and you have a tattoo, you're just going to go to hell.
That's a thing.
It's true.
That's a thing, though, that's dying.
Stop it already.
Yeah.
You know what somebody said the other day? They were talking about there is a Nazi light now. Like Nazis that aren't as, someone goes, I don't want to get into this.
Just like.
Well, we have a lot of Nazi listeners.
No, you don't want to.
I just gotta listen, Johnny was great because, you know, he didn't give his political opinion. You really never knew which way he
went.
Yeah, okay, that was good for Johnny. He's right. But I like that David Letterman fucking has an opinion. And I think when it's all said and done, he'll be proud of himself because he stands on the right side of the – he might lose listeners cause it, but I like that he fucking talks. That doesn't mean Johnny should have done it.
Yeah.
Johnny was fucking Johnny, and he was awesome because he was Johnny. Dave – doesn't have to be exactly like Johnny. Yeah. It was right for Johnny, and if Johnny was alive today, he'd probably go, "Yo, that's good. You know, no, fuck it. Say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I like it. I didn't, and I'll tell you why. And it serves me. But no, I fucking, if it's a party, I like it. I like it that Dave says it. You know what I mean? You know what? If I was still doing it today, fuck it. How long could I have kept it? I had opinions. But I fucking love it. Dave goes out there. Johnny, some people don't like it. Fuck it.
Johnny's foul-mouthed off the air. Johnny Carson is like, fuck it.
That's like, fine. You know what? Fuck that. Fuck it.
Johnny Carson cursing might be my favorite thing in the world.
Fucking bullshit. Fuck that shit. That's fucking bullshit.
I don't know why.
That's right.
Johnny Carson's taking bong hits and just cursing. He's like a real motherfucker off the air.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Well, I guess. Who am I? Because we've read it.
That Carson documentary is so good. Have you seen that?
Yeah, some people said backstage at the Comedy Magic Club that they didn't show the other side of him as much as they wanted to. They peeked at it.
Yeah, you saw enough with it being like, because these documentaries, it doesn't have to be, nobody needs a lid blower on Johnny Carson.
Right, you know a good documentary, The Bitter Buddha.
I've never
positive. We're still redoing the show. Okay. Remember that bit? We were in that bit where we started the whole show all over again?
Yeah.
Then we faded out of it. Now we really do have to go in for the close. Jake, you were nothing. You were a breath of fresh air.
I love sitting here and doing this with you. It's the most fun.
Run around the room dancing with that music playing. No. All right. Happy birthday, Mr. Rogers. You know what? Mr. Rogers was my father.
Like an intense revelation. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's
Mr. Rogers was my father. Right.
Please, just call me Rogers. Mr. Rogers was my father.
Can you, I always go to sing this song, but Scott Aukerman wrote me this song a long time ago. Play the Sinatra music with the hits. See if I can do this.
Scott Aukerman wrote you that song?
Yeah, he did, but hold on. Can you turn the lights up a little? Thank you. I've never asked for that before.
That it? That's a first.
Okay, you ready? Go ahead. Can you play the Sinatra? I was going to close my show with this, and Scott Aukerman wrote this. Can you put some reverb in my voice? I hope I will give it a shot. And then if not, we're going to come back. You're going to close the show with a song.
Okay.
That's right, Jake. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. This laughter I hear, it's better than being in love. Can I get more reverb? What a glorious age to be here on this stage and this crowd. It's a gift from above. I would rather be here with all you people near than home with some kids and a wife. Because children are fine as long as they're not mine. That's why I'd rather have a show business life. I know there's people in jail that they won't get bail. And for crimes they did not commit. But I know it's not my concern as my thoughts will return to the sounds from my orchestra pit. Tired of this. Scott Aukerman really wrote me a pile of shit. And I'm very upset with you.
Scott Aukerman.
That could have been 15 years ago. 15 years ago. Maybe I should finish it. You're right.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's a showstopper. And only a man of your talent could close with something like this.
Because it's not my concern as my thoughts. This is the worst reverb in the world, by the way. And I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Katie for leaving you here alone. How dare she? Because in the spotlight I'll pick over healing the sick. And that's the gist of my song. I would gladly give my life, stab a puppy in the head with a knife.
Wait.
For just one more chance.
No. Yeah, okay, it's a beautiful song. I don't want to. It's just sort of one of the lyrics.
Oh, you
it's
know
a
what?
Beautiful song.
I got it right here. Let me get that out of there. Fucking bullshit. As I read it, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Play it again.
It's pretty obvious which one. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's embarrassing. We talked about being positive.
Yeah, I know, and that just kind of is the opposite of that.
I would gladly give my life, stab a puppy in the head with a knife for just one more chance to entertain.
Yeah, no.
I would rather give my mirth or save.
Todd. It's literally, I'm not, I mean, I'll just tell you, it's the...
Tell me the line.
It's the line about the puppy.
Oh my God, you're right, I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you could take that any other way. Than
I know what is. I know what I should do.
Okay, yeah.
Thought about it.
All right. You're right. I would gladly give my life... Stab a puppy in the head with a knife for just one more chance.
I know what you did there. I understand the logic. You want to you put a little bit more sort of reverb on it.
Thank you.
And
I fixed it.
Yeah, no. It just sort of highlighted it more. It's the actual content of the lyric. It just sort of sets the song off on a different tone. It's a song about celebrating show business and tolerance, and that line is really
The word Jew in there. This guy really doesn't fucking listen. He has no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Make fun of the Jews? Is that what you... All right. Put a song up there. I wanted to say thank you to everybody. Everybody. You know who you are.
Each and every one of you.
Brian, thank you for stopping by. Good luck with your stand-up. Do you have any Twitter? Do you Twitter? Do you tweet?
Yeah, Brian Ryan21, but I write for standuptalk.com.
He writes for standuptalk.com. He was fun to have here. What's your Twitter handle again? Twitter handle, is that what they say?
That's what they
say. I hate fucking saying shit like that.
Yeah, there's certain
market
aspects of
what do they call it? The thing is, I wouldn't know if I was 19 either.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's not like you're out like an out of touch
no
guy.
What do they call it?
It's just,
I don't want to be that guy. By the way, people that want to be that, they like doing it. I don't. I like to be very. Yeah, I know what's fucking going on.
Yeah, yeah. Your Twitter makes me laugh very hard because all of the retweets of people just talking about how much you love pussy.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
They're not lying. They're not lying. I tweeted something the other day about nothing to do with it, and somebody goes, what's that have to do with pussy? Like, they're like, no, that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
don't try to back out of these. I don't think I should. But let me tell you, if you knew how much thought... Can we play some inspirational music while I talk about my pussy tweet problems? And then I'll let you talk about something. You can play the karaoke.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it too.
Please, some inspirational music while you talk.
No, let's do a karaoke song. Sounds better. Play a karaoke song, but that's okay.
Sure. I like how you think I needed your approval.
He's gone rogue.
I was actually, what I was trying to do is be positive.
No, that's what I meant.
Well, I meant, you know, what I always tell you, it's like I could have went, oh, my God, that was great. So just because it's not what I want, I'm still glad you...
No, you're right. It was terrible.
No, Chris. Now I think you're being hard on yourself.
Chris,
I'm not. We're going in for the close. Jake's going to do a nice song. Obviously, now we're a puppet act. Jake's going to do a nice song and close the show. But you're not. It's not your fault. Don't do what you did last week. I'm begging
you. It's completely my fault.
Oh, this is so processed and phony.
No, it's not.
What did you do wrong? And I'm going to fucking nip this in the
butt. This is completely original. Everything.
What?
I didn't get the karaoke songs up quick enough. There was that one sound effect earlier that I played.
Jake, how do you think he
and
did tonight?
I played all five.
He did fine.
He's fine. He's being really hard on
yes,
himself
you
for
are
no reason.
No. I'm not being hard enough on myself at all.
Well, yeah. I don't. Okay, I don't know what to say then because we've been through this last week. What do I say to you?
What happened last week?
It's like he is.
You were mad that you. We said you said that, you, that if you hosted the show, it would be horrible. So we said, well, you don't host the show. And you said, but if I did, it would be horrible. And it was like you were in your own little
it's
world.
Like, yeah, it's just like choosing you to still beat feel yourself
that way?
Up.
Yeah, I still feel that way.
You don't understand why? So you're upset. You're still upset you don't host. You're still upset that if you hosted the show, it would suck.
Of course.
Why are you upset about a thing that's not even a thing?
Thank you.
Because on the, I mean, if Todd's sick one week and I have to host the show, it'll probably get canceled before he even gets better.
I think about it. I can't. The logic.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very possible. I mean, you have a cold now. This could be the beginning of something terrible, Todd. That's
you,
all I'm
you
trying
are living.
To
you're just living in a very negative headspace, and it's not serving you well. Just as your friend, I just want to tell you,
you're right.
It's just
it's
not
good. It's, but
all right, can you put?
I thought we had a great show last week. What happened?
How long have we been doing?
Did I freak out or something?
2.5
You know what? This is what they call a 2.5 hour show in the business. All right. So, what do you want to sing up here to close? To go to close? Can you sing? By the way,
I can sing a little bit. Like,
it's all right. I can sing a little bit too, but it doesn't stop me. I can't sing at all, and it doesn't stop me.
Sweet Caroline is always a good.
I want you to do whatever you want, except Sweet Caroline. Seriously, I'll tell you why later. Neil Diamond borrowed money from me and never paid me back.
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
That you, motherfucker.
It's only $7,000, but
yeah,
fuck it.
You know what? But it's only $7,000, but it's the principle of the thing. It's the principle of the thing,
Thank
Todd.
Thank you.
Did I ever tell you about the time I used to hang out with Johnny Carson? Boy, does he have a filthy mouth. He smokes pot out of a bong.
Couple things going on. There's a couple things going on there. One is like, is he, it's name dropping. Also, is it true? Like, or did he just hear it? It's like, there's like two things going on there.
Let's do what some of our hardcore listeners love. Obviously, that was that. But do it again, but let's try to be silent afterwards to enjoy that type of moment. Yeah. Okay, so you go back to say it again. Same thing. I love it. Well, anyway, but so
that
here we go.
About you're the time quote. That I used to hang out with Johnny Carson. Man, that guy can swear. Smoker too. Did you know that about Johnny? What's wrong?
I cannot do this anymore. It's driving me fucking
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like, hey, let me help you pick up those names you just dropped. It's like, you know, like,
it's sad.
He's just obviously trying to fill some sort of void with...
Chris, do you think there's a competition between you and him? Seriously. Be serious. Don't be mean.
What do you mean?
Well, you do a lot with the show, and you do music. And Chris, I feel like Eric does a lot, too, but maybe he doesn't realize it. Just with the recording
so
of
what
it,
you're trying to say is he doesn't do as much as me is what you're trying to say.
I think he thinks he doesn't. Have your strong suits, and he has his. Hey, let's face it. When Katie can't be here, the fact that Chris could record the show... gives us so much wiggle room,
Eric,
to do the show. Eric, excuse me.
But I could record. But Todd, if you want to cut down, you know, staff, I could record the show.
Well, for this bit, we can't. So, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, he might feel like he has to keep up by name dropping because he feels like it's he needs to add more to the show when he doesn't.
No, it actually does. It actually does the opposite.
It hurts the show, and
I just don't respect it. Like, I don't respect Eric.
You know what? If he does it again. I think what we normally do is we sit here in silence, but I think we just need to say something.
Really?
Yes.
But he won't do it. It's no way he'll do it again. I mean,
well, you're probably right.
We're coming in for the close here. It's just, there's not going to be a way for him
to
work
next week.
It in.
Next week. Anyway, well, let's wrap it up. I love for this bit. For some reason, he doesn't hear any of this, but that's what's great about fucking bits. That ever happens, who gives a shit? Whatever you need to do, he reaches down to fix something under the table.
Yeah.
Like, there's always some, like,
it's
we see
fine.
Him over there.
It's business that
it's
he's
business.
Taking care
he's
of.
He's taking care of business. And that's the only reason, by the way, that's the only reason we get to do that. If he doesn't take care of the business, obviously we can't do that.
Yeah.
We only get to talk like that because he's down there taking care of business.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to it. Anyway, well, let's go in for the close. Today was a fun show.
It's just always great to
always
to
fun.
See
this
you.
Is just fun. You know what? This is when I really enjoy life.
Yeah.
Hey, did I tell you about the time I got Sonny Bono into politics? I guess they don't like politics either.
gets worse. Did I ever tell you about the time I got so... Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It's just like he might as well just be like, hey, duh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why do that? Yeah. Just go, did I ever... Hey, did I ever tell you about...
Perhaps you might want to hear about the time I was like...
That's like the time me and Nell Carter...
It's like me and Don Henley were like, bleh,
bleh. He pulled out the guitar and we all went, bleh, 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 bleh.
That's what you sound like.
That's
Eric.
What you sound
that's
like.
What you sound
this
like.
This is an intervention. This is an intervention. Your story
God,
sucks.
That's what I sound like?
That's what you sound like.
I was just trying to contribute to the show.
Well, you're not.
You're talking about Neil Diamond. I bring up John.
Oh, you know, it's more upsetting. This is our attempt to do the show positive. I think you do a great job.
Thank you.
Eric, you're the greatest.
Thank you for doing the only song I told you not to do specifically. You're defiant.
Where it began.
Put some reverb in his mic.
I can't begin to know when.
Bop, bop.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Bop, bop.
Was in the spring,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. And spring became the summer.
Everybody, come
bum,
on!
Bum.
Who'd have believed you come bum, along? Bum. Hands,
love everybody.
Touching hands,
come on!
Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctors told me I shouldn't have been doing this tonight. I have meningitis. Doctors tell me, I didn't want to tell you the end of the podcast because I didn't want you to feel bad for me. But we're all in hazmat suits. We won't be taking any pictures because it just looks so pathetic. But these, Jake Fogelness came in tonight. I have full-blown bronchitis. Doc, my lung, one of my lungs collapsed. That's the nasal issue here. It's my I'm not getting full air capacity into my head.
It looks like in the studio. It's
explain
really,
to them what my head looks like.
Your head, like, first of all, everyone's in hazmat suits, like it's the end of E.T., like the movie E.T. You're swollen. It's almost like there's another Todd.
And I want to thank you for sitting across from me when this audience, this is when I love the audience that I have, because they smelled it. I mean, we've had other shows that I think are train wrecks,
right.
But this one they go, no, there is something going on.
Yeah.
But now that they know why, because I was honest, they're like, that's when they're the people
they
that you love.
They see you as not only a great host, but kind of a hero.
And then that you did, you know what, bloated in a hazmat suit. You sat across from me, and you guys all came in here today.
Yeah.
And these were the only three listeners. All the other listeners want to come in and listen to a show. Once Chris got him on the phone and said, look,
Todd's very sick.
What do I have? I think it should be worse. Shouldn't it be worse?
You have, I'm trying to think
meningitis
of something.
Meningitis 2.
You have meningitis plus.
I was hanging out in my living room the other day with Byron Allen. He is funny.
Oh, great. You know, we have no way to end the show. So why don't we just appease him and act like we give a shit
about
his
story. Yeah, that's a great idea. No. Oh, really?
How long you think we can go?
Hold on a second. Here's a perfect way to do it. So you were hanging out with Byron Allen the other night.
Oh, I heard you were hanging out with Byron Allen.
Yeah,
what does he do?
What is he like?
That's a parody of itself times 10. That's hilarious. Hey, you heard you were hanging out with Byron Allen. It's doing like, oh, it's like so many levels.
A lot going on there.
Yeah. How was Byron Allen?
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Wait, do we ruin this bit if we feed it to him? If we feed like we care?
No, it's a bit in the context of another bit. So I think it's okay.
We have no way to close, so we're just having to lie to him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, great. So do it again. Interrupt us. So anyway, we're going in for the close.
Going in for the close. We're looking for an ending to this show.
We have anybody have anything?
I bet my buddy Brian Allen could come up with something. Do you want me to call him?
Brian Allen?
Byron. Did I say
Is
Brian?
Is he famous? Who's that?
He starts name dropping. He's run out of celebrity stories. Now he starts name dropping just friends of his.
His brother.
His brother.
My cousin.
Brian. Wait, did you do that on purpose?
I don't know Byron. Is that what I said? I know his brother Brian.
Brian Allen. Oh, okay. What's he?
You want to call him? Call him.
Sure.
Yeah, call him. You know what? Normally I would say no. Let him call him.
Let him call him. Yeah.
I got to see this.
Hey, man, this is Brian. Leave a message.
No, he didn't answer. You're going
to
be you.
No.
Wait, do it again. Call again. Do it again. Who do you know?
I believe this is Brian Allen we're calling.
Who is that? Brian Allen's brother? Yeah. All right, call him up. I want to see how well you know him. What the fuck? Who cares?
Hello?
Hey, Brian, it's Eric.
From I met you the other night?
Yeah, we were hanging out in my living room.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm here with my brother, Byron.
Yeah, well, that's why I called you. I was just talking about it.
I can't talk right now. He's showing me the best of the Byron Allen show.
Oh, well, I don't want to take you away from enjoying that.
As you can see, Brian, I got a big fish tank right there. It's a big fish, and we'd like the fish swim.
I hear it. It's on in the background. Yeah.
What I would do is I just...
Hold on, Byron. I'm on the phone talking to my friend, Eric.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reviewing some of my old tapes.
Folks, the way we're going to end the show tonight, put some inspirational music on. We're going to go around the room. We're all going to have final thought, something they want to say to inspire people, or just maybe a final thought. So it's about 10 seconds. We're going to start with Steve Fine Arts. Let's move the microphone. And don't joke around.
Well, the Bitter Buddha is a big
my God, that's classless.
Bowl of laughs. The Washington Post.
You said, don't joke around. He had a look on his face of, okay, I'm going to be very sincere.
I know, I felt bad. And that's why I said, I blipped to him, you can joke around. Because he knew he wanted to do the Eddie Pepitone thing, and I needed to be serious. And then he looked at me like, you're right, I'm re-explaining what you explained. He had a drop of his look on his face like, oh shit, what am I going to say serious? I was going to do the keep reading the review thing, and then that's why I went, no, you can do it. Okay, so you did it. That's okay. I felt bad. You know how you know that's the real him?
Yeah.
I only promote.
That's how we know. That's how we know who people are.
Yeah.
You know how you? Okay, I said it already. Okay, so go ahead. Well, you can go last.
Okay,
Chris.
It's Eric.
Are you Eric?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what? You're right.
You know,
I can't even admit that I'm wrong. I have to act like, oh, you know what? You're right.
My buddy, the Dalai Lama, is always.
Oh, shut up about your buddy, the Dalai Lama. No, I don't like this. I don't like any choices I'm making. why don't we let everybody do it? I think it'll be good. Do you have anything you want to say? You know what? Anything?
Be well.
Be well is short and sweet. Ben, anything you want to say? Chris?
I want to preface this by saying I am on Twitter, but you don't have to follow me. I haven't really found my voice yet. I don't know. I just want people to know that I am active on the website.
I'm still trying to find my Twitter voice.
And then, at least he's honest.
He's right.
He goes, you know what, my tweets, maybe we should read some of his tweets to see how good he's finding his voice.
Let's do that on another show.
No, I want to read them now.
We're closing.
I had fun. This is a fun show. We did a long show. Every show is different. Who gives a shit? I care. No, I'm being inspirational. So what can I say? Drop out of college and do what you want to do. I'm not even joking around.
You're not.
Look, if you're spending your parents' money,
Todd, I don't know.
If you're spending your parents' money and you can stop wasting it now, go to them. They won't respect you. Look, you better have a goddamn plan what you really want to do.
I don't mean waste
your parents' money. I mean stop wasting it. If you know you're at college and you know something else you want to do, get up the balls to sit your parents down and say, listen, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay you back. But it might be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, but I can't just keep doing this. I'm not saying that to everyone. If you're in dental school and that's really what you want to do and it's a little tough, fuck it. Bite the bullet. I'm not giving you an excuse to... I'm talking about if you know You go, I'm just going through the motions. I want to do this, or I want to be in music, or I want to do comedy, or I want to fucking just sit them down. They're going to be a little pissed, but go, I can't just continue to waste your money because I went down this path for a year or 2 years. I don't want to. By the way, I swear to George Carlin, I hope I'm giving good advice, but I think I am.
I don't think you owe it to
People that put their heart and soul into something you want to do to respect it, but I don't think it means you got to finish 2 more years of school.
Right now, there's a kid who's playing this podcast
for his parents.
I know.
And if you do that, I want you to send me the specifics of your story because I might go, whoa. No. You can't. You're this close. You finish it. Finish your degree. But I'm saying if you're a month away, so what, you'll have a degree. You'll be a comedian that has a degree. But not if you got 2 more years to go.
2 more years is a long time.
Where's my music?
It ended because you talked for so long.
I know. That's what I do for a living.
I'll start it over so, as if no one would notice.
Just with the glaring pointing out that you're starting it over.
What if your advice completely, to close the show, contradicts my advice? I guess I will say. In closing. I'm going to give you the final thoughts.
College is very, very hard. And there are going to be times where you feel, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for my parents? I really want to do other things with my life, and I can start doing those things right now. Guess what? Those things aren't going anywhere. What's the rush? There's no rush. We do have time. You take it one day at a time, and then...
I don't like that yours makes sense, too. They both make... That's why doing the right thing is hard.
It is. It's hard.
You give your plea, and then we'll go back and forth with our final thoughts.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
So just take it one day at a time.
So what?
That's all anyone can do. But stay on course. Because you'll never be able to go back. It's so hard to go back. It's hard to go back. People do it, but it's hard. And you're making it harder for yourself.
Okay. What about someone that hasn't started college yet? And I want to go back to the ones that are in college. What about someone that hasn't started yet and they're about ready to spend their parents' hard-earned money and they know they don't want to do it? It's not that they're... Look, you can only ask someone to do a little soul-searching, whether they're being honest with themselves. You got to... If nobody ever followed their dream, there'd be amazing things in this world wouldn't be done. So people have a right to go, I'm pretty fucking sure I don't want to go to school, and they haven't spent any of their money yet. I say then abso-fucking-lutely sit your parents down and go, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
You could also.
Even if they'll be mad. You don't owe it to them to be miserable the rest of your life. Right?
I'll just say this. Perhaps you got to go and experience college. See what that's like. It's you go for a semester.
College is what you want to do. If you want to be a comedian, college will be open mic nights. You have to go out and experience life.
I can't even give the other argument in a bit because I'm so like, no, if you know what you want to do, just do it. I didn't go to college and I'm great.
Thank you.
I'm doing great.
And I'm doing pretty good myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't even graduate high school.
I didn't graduate high school either.
You swear?
I swear to
God. How about you?
I didn't even go to school.
Eric smoked cigarettes.
Eric smokes cigarettes and drinks too much alcohol, and he seems happy all the time.
I didn't need school for that.
Yeah, he's hanging out with so many celebrities.
What about you, Steven?
Steve, what's your background?
I was raised by wolves.
He was raised by wolves,
and he did a documentary.
A documentary about Eddie Pepitone, now available on iTunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we can all agree. Drop out of high school and do what you want. The Todd Glass Show.
America. Mention them to 10 of your friends and download the Todd Glass Show for half price.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. Everything is better on the Todd Glass Show. It's the best podcast you'll ever know. Because everything is better on the Todd Glass Show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.